The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
The quarterback, two receivers lined up to the left, one to the right. There's a flanker lined up to the left behind the quarterback.
Okay.
He gives the ball. No, he doesn't. He doesn't get the ball. The receiver goes all the way over there to the left. Once the quarterback has the ball, he fakes to the left. No, he fakes to the right. He doesn't fake. He thinks about fake. He pretends to fake.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
It's not like you could use a shower. Oh, listen. You can think what you want about my personal hygiene, but please don't waste any water. That's bad policy.
Paul Perillo.
So that's what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.
And Andy. And Andy?
There, girl, you're seeing.
Seeing? I see a lot of girls. I see a lot of guys, too.
I think that's sexy. You ever been with a guy and a girl at the same time?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. The other night, I was with my mama and Coach Klein at the same time.
Andy Hart.
And I like Vicky, and she likes me back. And she showed me her boobies, and I liked them too.
Eric Scalavino.
I want you to think about all those mean people. They're going to be your tackling fuel.
Tackling fuel.
We're going to use them to play football.
Tackling fuel.
For now, anyway.
Ooh, I'm a football player.
Coach, I'd like to tackle him right now, please.
Not yet.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Oh, no! We suck again!
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. We are here until 2 o'clock, your only place in the world to talk pure Patriots football and some other things. Eric's here, Paul's here, Andy's here, Kevin and Matt are both here in the booth. It's now a two-man booth job. This is grown. This show is now
that's
so
booth job. I was going to say that.
so complicated.
Until scandal hits. As soon as something goes wrong, Matt runs out the door.
Right.
So he's
right.
Not associated with
right.
It.
Right.
We go offline. I'm out.
I used to have a dog like that. As soon as the screaming in the house would start, she would just like head to the furthest corner of the house.
She didn't like confrontation.
No. Anyway.
Good guard dog, huh?
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
The bitch.
Yeah. Right. She'd lick people to death. Welcome to the show.
Eric would take it.
We have a lot to talk about. Some of it good. Some of it not so good. Some of it very sad, of course, with the passing of Junior Seau yesterday. Apparent suicide. Real sad. We'll get into that and the reaction to that. We also want to talk about the Saints' bounty gate and the fines that the commissioner has levied on four of the players, whether or not you think it was the right move or not. And we'll talk about some Patriots stuff, too, right? What do we got for Patriots?
Jabbar Gaffney.
Jabbar Gaffney is?
2 years.
Wow.
According to the Washington Post.
We're just bringing him in. This is like wide receiver central here.
Yeah, and if they had done what a lot of our fans like Eldridge wanted to do, bring back Randy Moss, we would have had 2007 all over again. Yeah.
Or the fans who wanted them to draft a guy high, you could have had a first round pick in this mix.
I mean, are you not surprised? Surprised? What's your
not
feeling?
About not anymore.
Not
no,
surprised.
Not surprised.
No, really?
No.
Well, I mean, he makes sense. I mean, Brady.
Hey,
loves
absolutely
him.
Makes sense.
He's still productive
well,
in the
NFL.
Well, he
makes more sense than Stallworth, right?
Well, that's why Stallworth will be cut,
right?
And Gonzalez will be cut,
right?
I think, will make the team. I don't think any of those other guys had a real good chance to make the team.
Yeah. And this is shaping up. I mean, it already is last year's defensive line, as far as the competition goes. They're stockpiling at this position. This is the position that they desperately need an upgrade in, and they're doing the best they can with the free agents that are out there. I would have liked to have seen another.
Well,
you
need to qualify that, though, because we've had that discussion before. You say desperately needed an upgrade. You know,
at on the outside.
Okay.
Obviously, not at the slot. I mean, unless Welker doesn't
unless
come back.
Unless Welker doesn't come back.
But they, I think they
Who needs him now?
I've always said.
Andy said that.
Well, I was going to throw in that one caveat. Do you think any of this has anything to do with Welker insurance?
Yeah, he soured
a
little.
It seems to be something that a lot of people are talking about. Is it Welker insurance? Is it just trying to stockpile talent and create competition, or is this
I think part of
also
it's Welker
a
insurance.
Message?
Both. Yeah. It's a convenient byproduct of stockpiling talent is you have guys that knows the system that could play that role. You're more depth there, more everything. And I do think now you would probably feel a little bit more inclined to have insurance than you would have when he was saying, I'm just happy I'm going to be a Patriot in 2012, which was his tweet right after,
right,
you know, the franchise tag. It's now he's skipping stuff, and he may be getting a little more digging his heels in, and you have an option.
Yeah.
But I definitely think this is a huge difference than Stallworth, Gonzalez, those other guys.
Yeah.
This is a guy that has produced here, has produced in the league recently.
Since
was
here.
The best receiver, right, on a team last year. I mean, this isn't, what did I say, Gonzalez, you know, 5 catches in 3 years. This is 60 catches last year. I mean, this is a guy that could bump Branch down a notch.
I absolutely.
Well, maybe. Paul and I were discussing this. Maybe.
It's a wash in my mind.
I didn't watch Jabbar Gaffney play last year. For all I know, he was just the best option on a bad football team.
Yeah.
And he just happened to catch 60 passes.
I think I think that it's a great signing because of what Brady said last year before we played Washington.
Mm.
The ability to play different sports. To me, Gaffney's a slot guy, but he can play outside.
Right.
And that's what they needed. They needed someone that could do the different things. When you have backups, you can't have a backup that can only do one thing. Backups have to be the Belichick guys.
A swing receiver?
Yeah. I mean, you have to be able to fill. And that's what I think Branch's value was. Branch is a slot guy. But he played outside. And he played all right. He's not great. And I agree with Eric. They needed an upgrade there. They needed an upgrade on the outside. I'm not sure Gaffney's much of an upgrade on the outside. But the more guys you bring in that can do different things, the better your core of receivers is. We know Brandon Lloyd is going to be one of those guys outside. And I think probably you guys... Gaffney's probably better than Branch right now.
I that's what I think.
But more importantly,
marginally, though,
he's better than Ocho.
I mean, Branch was
that's all that matters.
Again, Ocho to me isn't on the radar.
No, but he was last year. He was an option.
Yeah.
He's
going to
kick Johnson gets booted off the roster now.
Yeah.
And
you
say, our receivers are these guys that can all compete. They're not great.
And
none of them's Randy Moss, but they can all play and compete.
Says something about Gaffney's ability at this stage in his career, too, that last year was his most productive year ever with a bunch of Shoemaker quarterbacks.
Yeah, but that's a Richey Caldwell-like.
Yeah.
You got to throw passes to somebody.
No, you do, but I mean, the fact that he started 15 of 16 games at age 30 or whatever, you know, typically you get this far into the league, your talents start to decline, as you said about Kevin Falk about
having
6 years
the production
ago.
Is a lot better than not having the production.
Yeah, no, that's why good stupid, point. But that's why I love the move, and I think it adds another guy that you know can fit into your system, and that's why I really like the move. But I think Andy's point is a valid one. We know Gaffney was the leading receiver for the Redskins. Branch was what, fourth for the Patriots, and he caught 50 something passes as opposed to 60 something passes.
And yet I know he was taken out of games and can't get.
And
open
I know
at
that
times.
His skills diminished because I saw it.
Right.
So. Second day of training camp, I'll let you know about Gaffney.
Yeah, we July 29th is the day I have I've targeted Andy.
That's your cutdown day.
No, that's the day that Andy needs to give
us
all our information.
Decide
he needs
what
to let
I
Eric know about Tavon Wilson.
Certain other people in the organization want to know about what I think of Tavon Wilson.
You know, he needs to let us know. You know, two or 3 days of practice, that's all Andy needs.
You think there's
which is
any
more than usual,
Paul. After all this, comes out with the wide receivers that Ocho Cinco does make the team?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Oh, I would be surprised.
I'd be stunned. I'm not going to be a fraud.
See,
Chad Johnson's a player.
I didn't think he should have made it last year when they didn't have any options.
I know,
options.
But for whatever reason, I would not be stunned.
I would be surprised, not stunned.
I'd be stunned.
Like right now, you just
nothing
can't see it happening,
me.
But it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, you'd have to get a rash of injuries to me.
Or he reverts back to the old Chad Johnson.
Right. And all of a sudden,
he's going back to the old Chad Johnson.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Literally speaking, right.
Yeah.
I really button hooked Eric there. Took him off his train of thought.
Well, it all comes down to it being a really
fun camp.
Intriguing
group
camp.
Group four of receivers is Chad Johnson and Dante Stallworth and Jeremy Ebert.
Yeah. And, you know, how they're going to use the front seven. There's going to be a lot to watch this training camp, and there is no better place to get that information than PFW.
True that.
As you guys have proven,
that's fact,
over
opinion.
The years with the daily updates on the web, the blog, the
podcast.
Newspaper, the
don't
podcast.
The podcast. Yeah.
Right.
Those are huge.
Right.
Training
so
camp.
Download the podcast.
This is right in our wheelhouse, as they say. This is going to come in right down the pipe for us, and we're going to knock it out.
Maybe
of the park.
We should just assign one of us every day. Just watch wide receivers.
Well, why not? I mean, let's think about it. We should,
could be just the wide receiver update of the day.
Yeah, we should think about that As we go into camp, absolutely.
But I would also say the same thing for the front seven. How right. Bill's deploying all those guys.
One of you guys, you know, switch it up, whatever. But
obviously, these will all be elements of what we do every
right.
day.
Sure.
It's making a
sure.
joke.
All right, web
and
radio.
It'll start before then.
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah.
camps. As soon as right. we get out there, March, yeah. I mean, May 10th and 11th, or 11th and 12th, 10th to 12th,
right.
for the rookies,
right.
it'll start. We will start making these assessments.
I'll tell you who's making it look easy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'll get the name wrong, hopefully, but yeah, well, you know, that person I'll
who can
know,
drop yeah. the lap because he's done.
They're making it look easy.
Maybe his best, maybe his best
Chris?
One ever, Chris Dunlap.
Dunlap. Yeah.
He can drop the lap. He's done.
And it was actually
was.
The right
and
guy.
It was true. Yeah.
And it was the right guy.
It was the right guy.
He
yeah.
didn't say it about, you know, Danny Woodhead.
He can drop the wood. He's head.
What? Wait.
What? All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. The thing about Seau, I mean, that, you know, it was really startling to hear that whenever anyone takes their own life.
Yes.
You know, it's a shock. Because,
but even more so with a person whose external persona was buddy-buddy, surfing.
Right. Gregarious.
Happy, yeah. go lucky, loving. You know, every single comment was about always had a smile on his face, was always making others happy. And now you just wonder, clearly there was turmoil. Well, was there turmoil in 07 when he was here the whole year? I mean, how far back does this turmoil go, and how good of an actor, of a yeah. two-sided person was he?
And I think that's, you know, there's all this talk about the concussions and steroids and all that stuff, but I think that's what you need to focus on is depression, because that's what...
But where did the depression, where were its
absolutely,
roots?
Absolutely, there's all roots of all different depression, but somewhere along the line, people who were in his circle did not force him to get help.
And we're also still speculating that it's pure depression. I mean, people kill themselves for a million reasons.
No, but whatever those reasons were.
No, but I'm saying we've heard, you know, maybe he lost all his money gambling. You know, not that I'm saying that, but
right.
there's a million of those money reasons or love triangle reasons or, you know,
right.
it might not just be pure and simple depression from
but,
X.
But there's something that clicks in a human being's mind that says my only alternative is to kill myself.
Right.
When a rational person knows, no, that's not true. And when those signs cropped up, you know, he didn't get the help.
And there was a
obviously.
Major sign when he drove his car off a cliff.
Yeah.
A major sign.
Yeah.
Even though he insisted afterwards.
Right. Well,
he fell asleep.
The woman who gets beaten insists that she yeah. fell on the doorknob.
Right.
You know, and the outsiders do have some responsibility
right.
to kind of, did he fall asleep?
And even when he was unretiring the two or three times that he did. And he would insist in his press conferences, you know, I'm okay with going home and watching the kids' games and cutting oranges and doing all that. But yet he kept unretiring
right.
each
right.
time. And that might have been a warning
identity
sign, too,
crisis.
That, you know, yeah, what does he have left
yep.
Once football's over?
And everyone's case is unique. But you look at a guy like Terrell Owens. And when he had that incident with, you know, the pills and that girl came out and he has 50 million reasons why he wouldn't kill himself, that's enabling.
Right.
You know, that instead of that, they should have been silent and said, Terrell, what's going on? You know, do you need help? Blah, blah, blah. But a lot of these people, they get these circle of people that enable them because they want their joyride to continue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to have an end. So, you know... You gotta look for those signs, and you gotta say something, you know.
It's tough too when like we were talking about Dave Duerson, another recent case of you know former player taking his life, and Duerson left the note,
right,
stating specifically why he did what he did and what he wanted to happen after his death, and it's even more frustrating when in Seau's case there is no
right
closure. From the person,
right?
You know, there is no explanation given, and
right.
we're left to speculate on all these different things.
Right. You don't know.
It's tragic.
Yep.
It really is, and you can't use that word and you know underuse that word.
Yeah. So I mean, a lot of condolences coming into the Patriots. I'm sure also in San Diego, people
well,
are
there. I mean,
yeah, people are shocked.
Who's born there? He's a legend there.
I was listening to the NFL on the Sirius, and I mean, all day, you know, players were calling in, players that played with him, against him, you know, just remembering him. So it's he was bigger than life, you know. So it's tough.
And the I don't know whether you want to call it quirky or interesting aspect of this is the eighth death of that Super Bowl team.
That's
from 1994. I mean, you're talking
the
about
Chargers. Yeah.
The what was the roster back then? I'm not even sure the roster was 53 back then. And
yeah, I think it was.
Was
94?
It? Maybe
yeah.
It was. But I mean, that's a big percentage. It's almost like one of those, and they're not all, you know, medical. One guy got hit by lightning. One guy went down in a plane crash. It almost reminds me of that
movie. The rest of them are pretty
no,
suspicious.
I know. But it reminds me of that movie, those movies where it's like all this group of people that are connected somehow
right.
start.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like this weird.
It is weird.
Phenomenon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's connected. And I'm as cynical as anybody that believes that steroid is a major player in a lot of these things. But I'm also cynical enough to think steroids were on the 49ers team. They played that day.
Sure.
And I don't know that any of those teams
why
have lost
that team,
eight players
what were they doing? Yeah. Right.
To it. So
right.
It's just weird.
And then, of course, Goodell came down on the Saints players, Jonathan Vilma, with a full year, no pay. A lot of the, you know, three other guys, it's ranged from, what, 4 to 6 games, I think?
Three to eight.
I think one of them is eight. Hargrove got eight.
Three, right? 4, and 8.
And then the other two guys got 3 and 4 each, I think. Fujita got 3. And
so I don't know what you guys feel. You know, how do you feel
Will
about
Smith,
that?
Yeah.
Well, he continued what he was doing. He clearly wanted to try to make sure this never happened again, and mm-hmm. he went top to bottom pretty hardcore.
I do see a point from the players who are saying, well, he's citing all this evidence, but we haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, but the league completely says, no, we did show the evidence.
They showed the Vilma evidence in the original documents, didn't they? That he plunked down the money? Yeah. That's evidence. You were complicit in this. You weren't just doing your orders. You offered up money.
Right.
My feeling is, as lawyerly as the league is in how they think, they had to have had evidence because they know that would be the first thing they'd say. You know, so I'm not sure. Maybe DeMora Smith is kind of just saying that on –
But he has to.
Yeah.
That's what unions do.
He's got to have the players back.
Right.
But it sounds like it's going to go to court and could go to, you know, a federal judge, and then there could be an alteration in maybe the appeals process because of this, that they're not appealing just to Goodell.
If I'm Goodell, I say, okay, you know what, take me to court, but that means we're going to start looking even deeper. So if you want it to end here.
I'd be fine with that.
It can end here.
What else can happen to him?
Or everything.
Just take the franchise away? I mean, what else could happen to him?
No, I'm talking about the players' union. I'm talking about not just the Saints.
Yeah.
You know, now we start asking every team under oath.
Now you're hurting your league as much as you're hurting the players.
He's not going to do that.
Well, I mean.
All of a sudden Gerard Mayo's going to get suspended
I think the players' union has as much to lose as the league does, and I think they should.
I don't think the players' union has anywhere near as much to lose as the league does. Who makes more?
But the players make as much as the league makes. You know what I mean? The league,
not the individual players.
The more the league makes, the more the players make. It may not be as much, obviously, but they're hand in hand.
And it's not in either one's best interest to have that happen.
And
exactly,
he works
so that ain't
for
gonna happen.
Robert Kraft and the Hunt. And you think all those people want to start losing players and being fined and suspended? I guarantee he wouldn't do that. Guarantee it.
Well,
no chance in hell. He might get vindictive towards the players in another way.
I thought you meant toward New Orleans, but if he wants to peel back layers of an onion toward the league, I don't think that's in the NFL's best interest.
Well, it's
like this steroid stuff that you guys were alluding to. I mean, it's not in their best interest to figure out what combination of steroids and brain injuries are doing, because
which is why no one talks about
that's
it.
That's why
no
except
one.
Us.
Yeah, no one will though, because it's the dirty little secret. Now I have to admit that some percentage of my players were on steroids their entire career, and oh by the way, passed every drug test I ever gave to them.
I mean, there's an awful lot of concussions in sports, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there doesn't seem to be a lot of suicide with this stuff in all sports. Now, we've seen him in hockey.
Right.
We've seen him in hockey.
And a lot of those
I would venture to guess that a lot of hockey players are doing this stuff.
But they also had drug issues.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the other. But I'm not just saying steroids. They had drug
use. Oh,
yeah. I don't know what drug use.
Yeah. So I still believe there's cocktails involved here and different factors and increasing percentages. But no one can tell me that steroids is not. We already know that there's a proven fact that it leads to changes in behavior, or can.
Yeah.
And well, so that means it's affecting
chemical.
Your brain.
Right.
That means it's in your brain.
Chemical imbalance.
And the second thing is, don't tell me anything you take for 20 years couldn't have a lasting, that you just get off of it, having some sort of withdrawal physically, mentally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but no one wants to investigate it because, as I said, you have to admit it's a problem.
You know, and And that's not to paint a broad brush with everybody.
No.
Football players are part of society, and everybody in all types of walks of life kill themselves for all different reasons.
And Freddie, that's also not to diminish the importance in the continued research in brain injuries.
Right.
This is a good thing that's happening, and and it's we just really scratched the surface. We're nowhere near to the point where these people and these studies that know enough about this stuff. I'm not diminishing that element of it at all. That's a huge thing, and that's a good thing that, that everybody is doing. You know, this, we have one right here at BU that's
and they are efforting to get Seau's brain.
Yeah, I mean, that they're doing good work, and I think it's good work for society, not just for sports.
The other news that came over the transom this morning is Terrell Suggs.
Over the transom.
You ever hear that before?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, by you.
Really?
It's a boat term, isn't it?
No, well, no, the transom is
that window,
in the old days.
The window above the
door.
I know.
And you have a little window above the
door. Oh, I thought it was water over the transom of a boat.
No, a lot of times, so the office would be...
Look it up. Look it up.
The office would be closed, and they would put they the, would thing put over the note in that window above the door.
Not sure that's where it started.
Mr. UMass is looking it up.
Yeah, that doesn't make me feel any
better. And he's so versed on,
nautical
etymology.
Right, right.
Like the Nantucket sleigh ride.
If it's not an urban dictionary, then it doesn't have a meaning in Andy's book.
Look at him getting mad.
Right.
What does coming over the transom have to do with an urban dictionary?
Well, because,
word?
All of a sudden
you're
the
authority. He's saying you don't know it because it's not an urban dictionary term.
Eric said on etymology. All of a sudden you know the origin of these.
I didn't. Yeah. I just questioned whether, and you actually said, no, you're wrong. It's in offices. It's the window above the door.
Well, that's where it started.
Okay, maybe it is or maybe it isn't. Maybe you're dead wrong, as you've been many times in the past.
When it came over the transom,
now he's talking fast, Paul.
Information that,
What came first, boats or offices? I'm just asking. What came first, boats or offices? Well, answer one simple question. Thank you.
We're not looking for what came first, boats. We're looking for
so
where
it couldn't
the
possibly,
parade came.
Couldn't possibly come from boats. Couldn't possibly be coming from water going over the transom. That's not possible.
Is this what I look like usually?
Okay, yes. Ted Baxter over here, Mr. Yachtsman.
I don't know what Ted Baxter is.
Mr. Yachtsman.
Never heard of Ted Baxter.
Never heard of Ted Baxter, but he knows we're over the transom game.
Oh, I didn't know Ted Baxter invented boats and transoms.
Wait a minute.
Keep spewing your ignorance, Fred.
Oh, God.
How can you equate? God. He doesn't know who a television character is, so that means he can't know what over the transom means. How are those two related
in any
way?
Him. Give it to Fred. Let him read it.
The most common things he knows about, but,
You
want me to read it, Andy?
I hadn't heard the term before, that's all. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Oh, boy. We actually have used that term on this show before.
I think we've had this conversation.
I didn't understand it. About
then.
The window over the door.
But wait, it doesn't back me up anywhere on
here. Were you thinking that was going to
both right, basically?
No, we know the definition of what transom is. We know, but where did the phrase
where did the origin of the phrase come from?
Strippers, he'll get it to us.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398.
I'm going to look it up because I don't know what this phrase means.
The Terrell Suggs thing, he tweeted Aaron Wilson, who was the Ravens insider, that he hurt his Achilles.
Ravens insider who
likes to break news about other people.
He hurt his Achilles practicing the Ravens conditioning test, which, if you actually hurt it, playing basketball, you'd want them to think that you did it in a team-related thing.
There was a report that it was hurt during basketball.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And regardless, everybody, of course, jumped to the conclusion that he's out for the season. He's saying that, no, he'll be back.
It'd be a miraculous recovery if he's able to play this season.
I heard he also said to Aaron Wilson that it was a partial tear. It wasn't a full tear like, Paul, you had.
Yeah, I have a lot in common with T.
You had the Marino Achilles, right?
I don't know what he has. I don't know how they know it's only a partial tear if they haven't done. Have they done the surgery?
No, it's next week. He's going to a specialist.
I don't know how you could know it's only a partial tear until you get in.
I'll turn to Andy, our medical expert.
Correspondent. Well, yeah, there's
I don't know crap about boats, but I'm an expert on torn Achilles.
Is there such a thing as a partial, partially torn Achilles?
Yes. I don't know how he's diagnosed the injury without.
I don't see how you can know that without getting inside.
Because I always heard that when you pop your Achilles, it literally pops. That's why they say that. You know exactly when it happens. But if it was just, I don't know what happened, I just felt something bad, maybe it isn't completely torn.
Could be.
Any of that is, to me, is plausible. I think it's funny, though. He had that statement, middle or end of October. And then he said, November the latest. Right.
And if not by November, then December, definitely.
And next year, you
saying,
better believe I'll be back.
He's saying 4 to 6 months, and the NFL had something that the latest studies they show with the average return time is 11 months.
But that's for
injury.
A fully torn Achilles, right?
But I think if you have to have surgery and you have to have that restitched, I don't care if it's fully torn or not, it's a recovery time. That's
right,
a, you know,
right.
There's a period of time that's got to go by here. I don't see how if you're, you know, I'm more dedicated in my rehab.
You're going on 3 years now on your rehab, Paul?
Well, they were asking me, you know, I could walk. I started walking probably about 5 or 6 weeks after the surgery. But that is nowhere near the point where you could do anything. And also, a pro athlete as compared to a couch potato like myself is no comparison either. I do think there's got to be some sort of period of time that's minimal, some baseline recovery time that, I'm sorry, if you have surgery to repair a tendon, there needs to be some sort of finite period of time that at minimum you have. And I don't know what that is, but he seems to think he could play in 4 to 6 months.
It's I saw a tweet right before we went on the show, Paul. I think it was from Schefter. I'm going to try to look it up now. Here it is. Stefania Bell, ESPN?
Stefania. I can't Stefania. Believe you wouldn't know how to pronounce it.
I've never seen her before.
But you like to pronounce people's names.
Right. She reported that average return from torn Achilles to play in NFL has been around 11 months based on a 2006 study.
Right.
Could be sooner.
That's what they said.
Right.
ESPN.
Yeah, Demaryius Thomas was far less than that.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know the specifics of his injury either. Maybe his wasn't a full.
He tore his Achilles in February?
Last offseason.
Last offseason, and was able to play by, when did he come back?
He was ready at the beginning of the year?
Beginning of the year?
I believe he was ready.
So then I'm going to say that he has a chance to come back and play then. I mean, there's a precedent established there.
Sure.
I mean, February to September, it's not out of the realm of possibility. May to November.
Now, I would argue that a wide receiver is probably more capable of coming back because he can ease into his running. If you ease into your job as an outside linebacker, pass rushing, defensive end,
you're going to get killed.
You have less than 0% chance to get to the quarterback. If you don't have that explosive first step, you're done.
Yeah.
Whereas a wide receiver, sure, you need theoretically get off as fast as you can, but you don't absolutely have to.
Plus, there would seem to be a lot
especially when you're a big receiver like him, you can kind of make do.
Plus,
you're back.
Yeah,
like,
a lot more
especially
instances
if they have, like, goal line situations where, just run out there, do a
kinda,
jump ball kind of thing.
Yeah, and fade, whatever.
Lots more instances of resistance, too.
If Terrell's
got to be a part of it.
Well,
his strength.
Yeah,
but
also just the – I think if Terrell Suggs has no explosion, he becomes –
ineffective.
Useless.
Yeah.
I mean, you're actually hurting the team because you're on the field and you can't do a job.
You know, and I know that, Fred was teasing me, and it is, I could run very quickly. I don't mean I could run swiftly. I didn't say that right. There wasn't a long period of time after the surgery that I could actually run.
Right.
But not the same as being able to do things that I could do before I had the surgery. I still can't do, I was already dealing with a limited set of athleticism to begin with.
Can you dunk now?
I could dunk before. I can no longer dunk, Fred.
Okay.
You didn't get the Disney thing, and now you can dunk and, like, jump
I can no longer dunk. No, but
they
in all seriousness, I still don't feel like there's the proper strength in that calf.
Hmm.
It still doesn't feel as strong on the left side as it does the right side. Now, I understand these guys are rehabbing for, 10, 12 hours a day, sometimes more, with professional staffs, their professional nutrition and all that stuff. I had none of that.
Steroids?
Yeah. Quite frankly, yes.
HGH.
Sure. The other piece of news, Ross from Glasgow writes, and I noticed the reports of Jason Light in one of our national scouts leaving. What I found interesting was that they don't seem to be promotions but more lateral moves. What gives? Remember last year there were whispers that the Rauzai Dowling pick was Bill's pick, that the scouts had other players rated higher. Am I looking too deeply into this? Is this just the normal turnover following the draft?
I thought Light went from pro personnel to player personnel.
He went to Arizona, right?
But I thought it was from pro to player.
I didn't know it had a...
Here?
Jason Light went to Arizona.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that they officially had a thing. But the guy who has the job in Arizona was rumored to be going to Indy.
Yes, I
so
saw
I
that.
Think people were connecting the dots. Now, I don't know.
I'm just talking about the job.
No, you may be right.
If that's the two
I just saw
titles,
personnel.
It's
I didn't,
not a lateral move.
Right. If it's from pro to play to player,
pro personnel director is a notch below.
You're right.
Player personnel director. That's Nick
Caserio is the director of player personnel.
Player personnel. Right.
That's college players and pro players.
Now
all
he
players.
Also spent time in Arizona before. He was there in I think 08, something like that. So he may just like it there.
Right.
You know, may have been more money. It could have been a variety of reasons. Yeah. Kyle O'Brien, the national scout that the email didn't name, but that's what we alluded to. Nowhere yet. He's left the organization, according to Mike Reese.
He's a career Patriot.
Yeah.
He was an intern back when I was an intern.
But a Phillips guy, Andover guy who went to Harvard
babysit Belichick's kids during games.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, he was like a tight up-and-comer inside guy.
Reese had something this morning that he is leaving. Didn't say where
he's
going.
He's just sick of working, you know, all the time.
Right, living in motels in Wichita.
I got no problem with that.
A little tip for Eric on his trip to France. Not sure when Eric is going to get laid. I mean, go to Paris. But a top tip for visiting the Louvre is not to use the pyramid entrance. Avoid the queues and use one of the other two smaller entrances and save at least 30 minutes.
Okay,
so
good to know.
There's a good travel tip.
All right, and that's from who?
Ross from Glasgow.
Thank you, Ross.
Can you exit through the pyramid? Because wouldn't you want to experience the whole thing?
Well, I'd probably you want to at least see the pyramid.
Right.
So yeah, maybe afterwards when I'm leaving,
want to see kind of like the visual, what the light coming in, you know, what it looks like when you enter and exit or whatever. I'd want to.
Well, that's
at least
good.
Get in that area.
Yeah. Good information to know though, from Ross. Thank you.
Great.
Should we replace the London minute with the?
Well, we haven't had a London update in a long time.
We'll get the Paris update when he comes back.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
sure. You can't wait for that.
Maybe we should probably devote a second hour of a show just on your adventures in Paris.
Yeah, that didn't go so well the last time I went on a trip.
Gay Paris. That's what they call it, right?
Eric hits the whorehouse.
Isn't that what they call it?
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. All right, webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. Should we get to some emails, or do you got other news we want to talk? We talked about Junior.
I think we've covered it all, right?
Jason Light, Terrell Suggs, the Bounty Gate.
Yeah.
Patriots getting Jabbar Gaffney.
Yeah.
Everything New Orleans now, right? With Gaffney in the fold, it's New Orleans.
Yeah. Everything on the table?
I think so.
Okay.
Not the food.
All right, let's get to some emails. Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Chris with a T-I-A-N.
Right.
Is, he has gone incommunicado. He is
crickets. Every time we try to reach you, we get crickets.
And like I said,
it is raining quite a bit, so maybe he has a lot of work going
on
with bottling groundwater.
Not that we were going to hold him to that bet, but.
What do you mean?
Oh,
wait,
come
what?
On. I can't do that.
What's that now?
Bet's a bet.
I can't do that.
Not all at once. I was thinking one lunch a month for 4 months.
But he's going to come.
Sure.
Yeah, he's got to come to us with a little bit of humility.
You got a message for him.
Been 24 hours. Got my money? Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you. Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today. Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry. Oh, well, all right then. Did that hurt?
That hurt? What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good, does it? No, huh? Yeah, that's what happens, man.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's what happens. Where's my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? Where's the money? Yeah, you like that? That feel good?
All right, we get the point.
Notre Dame
I hope
quarterback.
Gets the point.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Notre Dame quarterback Tommy Rees arrested on felony charges. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. And
confrontation with the police. The other guy left to go with Charlie, right? The other guy transferred to Kansas.
Jesus?
Yes,
Chris?
I think so. Dane Christ, I think his name was. Yeah. Whatever. One of the guys Charlie obviously recruited went to go with Charlie.
Okay. Let's see.
Who doesn't hit a cop? It happens.
Yeah, sure. Ned in North Carolina writes in, I think you guys should be looking for more product placement marketing opportunities. Listening to Saturday's draft webcast, I was laughing out loud at your criticism of Angry Eric's persistent nibbling at the bottomless clown car bag of Fritos. Today, I was drudging through work and had the thought, I need one of those bottomless bags of Fritos. Lo and behold, the vending machine filled my need, and you sold Fritos. It's the first time in 10 years that I visited a vending machine or ate Fritos.
Wow.
So
the power of PFW in progress.
And then he has a whole script that he wrote, which I'm not going to read.
Oh,
well, I mean,
guy.
You know. I was thinking of, like,
printing it out and giving you each parts, and that's just
too much show prep going on.
Yeah. Maybe in a month or so.
Yeah. A lot of people criticizing me on my lack of knowledge on rugby. We were talking about Nate Ebner.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you had really opined about rugby.
Oh, he did. After he met with the
National Sevens people.
Oh, the people that said he wasn't elite. That wasn't your fault. That
No.
This is the positions, fullback, halfback.
Well,
my bad.
Oliver in Australia says, on your Tuesday show, you mentioned 2012 draftee Nate Ebner's rugby prowess and how he appears to be a sound tackler on the rugby field. He does seem to be. Anyway, he says, I'm from Sydney, Australia, and played rugby throughout high school, and I now play in a recreational American football league over here. So basically, I learned how to tackle in rugby, and I have some experience regarding how that transfers to tackling in football. And the short answer is it doesn't help at all. The technique is a rugby tackle. In a rugby tackle takes into account things like body positioning after the tackle is made and requires use of the arms every single time. A shoulder charge is actually against the rules. When you first throw on a pair of pads and a helmet and try to tackle someone rugby style, you usually bounce right off or get run over. It's a completely different technique. That's not to say Nate Ebner will be a poor tackler. I'm sure he's well-versed in tackling in pads by now, but it's important to know that a good rugby tackle and a good football tackle are completely different things. Well, what I just saw was how he squared up and got his in position to make the tackle.
But even he said there's really no comparison between the two sports. It's totally different.
Okay.
He said he gets asked that question all the time, and it's basically totally different. There's big guys, and there's some hitting, but other than that, it's totally different.
Yeah, Andy was telling me about that. I thought that was really interesting that he really just poo-pooed that. Yeah,
and I can see
nothing.
It. As I said to
you have the whole demonstration.
If I try to arm tackle
Steven
Jackson, he's going to run right through it, because in rugby, you're tackling. You're pulling the person down rather than hitting them. And that, I mean, Steven Jackson would eat that up, or some of these big backs, they'd kill you.
Yeah, Fred.
Andy, Bob Gronkowski, if you try to just, like, come
Andy,
over and wrap him up.
Andy took his sweatshirt off and got down, he started scraping to see and all that.
Shut the front door.
He was giving me demonstrations.
I'm worried about Andy, too. You know.
His mood swings?
Well, yeah, I mean, ever since he's really started back into heavy lifting and working out, he's been really critical. Anyone else that mentions they work out, if it's not the way he works out, he lambastes them.
That is not true.
You know,
I don't think working out with a computer is worthwhile and beneficial.
He's more edgy
and getting
than
the
ever.
Most out of what you
By
can
the
do.
Way, did you get the
yeah, I
workout
did. I,
partner?
I threw it at him.
Oh, okay.
And all of a sudden, that thing hit me.
Andy left a flash drive and said, this is Fred's workout partner.
By the way, my wife defended you. She said that's what people that are old should be doing.
A lot of people defended you on the emails, Freddie.
I'm lifting weight, and I'm, you know.
A lot of people have defended
you
on emails. I've seen some web radios come in. People are very much defending you and ripping Andy.
This is a very concentrated workout for people who don't have a lot of time. You've decided to put workouts in front of your job and your family. That's your choice. That's your choice.
I'm just saying there are two gyms on your way home that I think you could get a better workout. So you're saying you don't have the discipline to do a workout on your own.
Whatever. Okay.
Because you could get a better workout in the equal amount of time at Gold's Gym.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think you could. You're just not dedicated enough to make sure everything is boom, boom, boom on time, circuits, keeping yourself in order.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, but then you have to change. It's a lot of.
Okay. So if you want the easy way out, the Coco B Square is probably
Coco B Square.
Wow. Whatever this company is called.
Coco Fit Club.
I'd never heard of it until you
said
KO
KO.
Because you use all the gimmicks, because you're a typical American looking for the easy way out.
KO KO. Typical American. Now he's bashing our country.
What are you, the typical European that wants to do it the hard way?
Right.
No. I'm sorry, the typical Asian that has to use brain power?
I'm the old.
What are you trying to say?
I'm the old school Yankee American who knows the only way to succeed is through hard work.
Oh, see, we can throw some more stereotypes out there.
I wish you did a little of it.
Reggie.
By the way, Eric, very nice. I tweeted out very nice piece that you did on Junior this morning.
Thank you.
Speaking of work,
thanks.
Keep doing that.
That was
we're in the midst of a big laughter, and then you. And by the way, Junior Seau's dead.
Well, I mean,
I wrote that kind of. It was late afternoon yesterday. Just kind of.
Yeah.
First thing that came to my mind.
Nice.
Kind of thing.
It was very nice.
Thank you.
I hear you, Andy. You know, we're in the middle of talking, and then I bring
we're
it
riding
back.
This roller
but it
coaster.
Is kind of just hanging over you all day, you know.
Yeah. So, and it will continue until more details come out and you find a little bit more definitive reasons.
Kevin,
I hope his brain does end up in. I mean, I know that's kind of a probably a gross thing, and family-wise, I don't know how they'll feel about it. Culturally, I don't know how the Polynesians would think about it, but...
That's a good point.
You know, but look,
it's beneficial.
If one of my organs can help somebody after I'm gone, you can do whatever you want with it. Really, I'm
pretty
serious.
Pretty sure there's nothing of any value there.
I've seen your diet, your workout regimen. Nothing there.
Oh, I just can't wait until he gets older.
Are you an organ donor, Fred?
Yeah, I'm an organ donor. Aren't you?
I don't think so.
All you have to do is say when you get your license, yes or no, and they put the symbol on the back. Yeah. Absolutely.
I take care of myself.
I'm not one of those people that I have to be buried this way. I could care less what they do with my body when I'm
not going to fall for a banana.
When I'm done with it.
I mean, you know, they could hang me in the town square for all I care. I'm dead.
Okay. We don't want you hanging in the town square.
You would like that.
Hanging in the town square?
I won't know about it. I don't care.
How do you know you won't?
Yeah, you might know about
it. I'm taking the guess that, you know,
because in Star Wars it says you won't know about it.
I won't care.
But you do know about it.
In Star Wars,
yeah, they come back. They get resurrected.
I thought that was your Bible.
Well, not for real. Just kidding around.
You don't have one for real.
Right. Kev says...
Right.
That's true. I admit it.
I've been learning the Bible with my kids. 5-minute Bible stories every night we're reading.
Oh, is that right?
And they're new to me, too, so it's perfect.
What do you have, like a...
What's making you do
picture,
that?
A picture book thing?
No. I can just see him read the story and go, there's no way that guy built an ark. Put animals 2x2 in there.
not buying it. No, not buying it.
Right. No, it's very interesting. Now, I don't know how much I'm missing by getting everything in 5-minute stories, but
did you start at the beginning? Genesis.
And it's gone through David and Goliath already. Mm-hmm. It's gone through Noah. It's gone through. Yesterday's was Elijah and Elisha, I think.
Yep.
Story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. That would be nice.
No, but I'm finding it interesting. I'm learning along with the kids.
Maybe not the right convert. And if you don't feel comfortable talking about this,
wait, I'd have to be something else to convert.
Are you raising your children Catholic? I mean, or any way?
No.
Like, will they go to CCD? Like, start at CCD.
No.
And
wait a minute now. No.
You're lucky because that's when it gets over. Now he comes home with questions that I don't have the answers to. Because
hell, can I talk about hell?
You know,
if I can't say hell.
I keep telling him, you know, next time you see Squidward, ask him. Because he'll tell you.
Just don't let him touch you.
Oh, now, see.
When
now,
is that ever?
Now, Eric, I didn't take it there at all. I just meant that you were a spiritual
person. I know what you meant.
I legitimately didn't have any ulterior shot.
I don't have a lot of trust in religion. Sad, but I don't.
Institutional, you're right. You shouldn't. Yeah.
So.
All right. Christian's on the line.
Says Fred. Fred shouldn't. Because Fred doesn't. You shouldn't.
Christian wants to pay up. Hey, Christian.
What's going on?
All right.
Hey, it's the Welch.
I heard somebody's looking for me to collect some money. Come
Crickets.
Come get it.
Come on,
say hello to my little friend.
No, you're supposed to bring it.
You gotta love it. Anytime you push an Italian into the corner, it's you want it, you come and get it.
Get it.
I love it, Christian.
The world had to do three things: eat, love, and collect money. So we just had a minor.
I'll come and flip that mattress, and I'll get the money myself.
So you want to do four weeks? I mean, four lunches, one per month. Is that how you want to divvy this out?
Whatever you guys want to do, it's totally up to you.
Save your credit card.
No, just one is good.
Yeah,
one is good.
You want to go double or nothing?
No, I'm not doubling or nothing. Fathead.
good, Christian. Good.
No, however you guys want to do it, it's up to you. It doesn't matter to me.
It's up to us, except we can't have today's lunch.
One is fine.
Well, whenever you want, I'll send Kevin my info. He just had the wrong email. That's what happened.
Oh, so it was Kevin's fault, as usual.
Again?
Pretty much, yes.
Unbelievable.
Oh, now he's shaking his head at you. He's shaking his head at you through the glass, Christian.
Well, listen, what happens? What are you going to do? It's just a minor mix-up, that's all.
Yeah, it's his fault, though. Always is.
Straightened out.
All right,
I'm
off you.
Andy. You're not going to die because you didn't have lunch for me today.
No kidding. But Paul might.
Jeez.
He's wasting away before my eyes.
All right, Christian, anything else?
Pretty bad about Junior. That was very troubling to hear. And good blog actually by Eric about that.
Thanks, man.
It's terrible. It's just I don't know if it's directly related to the concussion or people say steroids, whatever it is. But it's just awful the way you look at it. The question I have for you guys, I heard a lot of talk on the radio this morning about how the penalties for Bountygate are so much worse than Spygate because of the perceived perception of there being, you know, lawsuits down the line. And do you agree with that? You know, do you agree that
yes.
the penalties are harsher because the league faces, you know, multi-$100 million lawsuits?
I think it's a culmination or a cocktail of all those things, if you will. I think a lot of it is the lying. You know, the fact that, you know, the Patriots ignored a memo. You know, I hate to drudge up Spygate. They ignored a memo, and that's one of the reasons why they, you know, but not only did the Saints ignore, you know, I guess 5 or 6 warnings about this, but when asked directly, they lied about it. And I think that escalated the, you know, the severity of the penalty as well.
Well, that's the other thing, too. I mean, I hear a lot of people, ex-players, too, on the radio, well, everybody makes a mistake. Yeah, but you were told all those times.
Right.
You
not
know,
only
it
were
it wasn't
you...
like this all of it happened, like, oh, it came out, and it's, it, you know...
It's not a mistake if you do it willingly.
But it was also a cover-up. The let's make sure we got our ducks in a row and all. I mean, they were trying to cover it up as well.
Right.
So that's a big part. So,
yep.
I mean, the penalties, I agree with the suspensions. Sure. I mean, and I like the Saints rally, but I love football. I hate seeing when any player gets suspended. I don't care, except for the Jets.
Right.
But,
well done. Team, well done.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all right, Christian.
I thought the full season for Vilma was a little much, but I don't really care. I mean, it's not like I'm up in arms about it. They deserve what they got. They did. Mm-hmm. They did wrong. They covered all the things that were just said are true. They covered it up. They sort of flaunted it. I mean, they were given a lot of warnings, and then they weren't forthcoming. When they knew they were caught, they still weren't forthcoming.
And
so,
he might have been one of those. He might have been interviewed and said, I don't know anything about
absolutely.
It. And now they know he not only knew about it, he was promoting it, offering up money.
I don't know what else Goodell's supposed to do. I mean, people are like, oh, you know, he's but trying to act like, the, you know. I don't know what else he can do.
I just don't think it would be any different in terms of the future if he gave him 8 games like he gave Hargrove. I don't think that would have changed, like, oh, you know what, he only got 8 games. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Really, really quickly, I guess on Tom Brady's Facebook page, there's been a Seau reference posted. The Patriots retweeted it. Junior Seau was a great teammate and even better friend. His legacy will live on, and the memories of his time here with us will never be forgotten. We love you, buddy.
Okay.
Buddy, buddy.
Only one buddy.
I've seen that in
different places.
One or two. He said that. He said, if it's buddy, buddy, then... you know,
then
I
you
really
like
it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But it also seems like Buddy Buddy came out later in his career. I saw a lot of San Diego Buddy references.
Mm.
Buddy Buddy. He's growing. Can I ask you a question? This is a very...
you just
since we're, shut the...
Come on. Come on now. See? Ever since the World
Cup. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Roid rage.
Assuming he was actually a happy person the bulk of his life, which is what he outwardly seemed like, assuming that this troubled Junior Seau was post-retirement and of late. Do you think people, not just him, but anybody would give up, would go in knowingly? You know, I'm going to have 40 great years of life, 20 as an NFL star, restaurants, you know, local icon. Because people go into football knowing there's a risk and that there's...
So you mean going back, knowing what you know, would you go back and do it all over again? Is that what you're asking?
Would you leave 40 great years instead of 60 or 70 or 80 less great years where he's just he's an accountant?
But you know you're going to...
Checking in every day.
But you know you're going to commit suicide?
Or
are you just saying you're going to be very depressed?
Well, I'm actually looking at it knowing, yes, he committed suicide, but the suicide was, in fact, dying from playing football. If you look at it from that side, he flat out died because he played football.
Yeah. I hear your question.
Almost like football murdered him after the end of his career.
I hear your question.
No, I wouldn't want to do it. No,
that's a tough one.
No way.
Not for me. It's not tough.
It's not tough at all.
But I understand your question. I totally get what you're talking about.
Because I can totally.
Because there are some people who don't want to get old,
but
want to be old.
But
you know
even
I mean?
Beyond that, just the great times.
I'm not all that fond of it right now.
No, but I'm just
you're
looking
not that
at
old.
I got a bad Achilles. I'm 50
the great
pounds
times.
Overweight. Got no hair.
I just think
I was exaggerating with the 50. Don't give me the 50.
I think it's a fair question to ask for a lot of these people because I think they cherish their time in the game more than almost anything.
I think you'd get a lot of people who would say, yeah, I would do it all over again.
I do, too.
I think you would. I wouldn't be one of them.
Yeah, I just...
I think I would.
I don't think that...
You would take only 40 years?
I don't know.
If they were that
I don't
good?
Think you would.
All I'm basing it on...
Even with your family and everything?
That's tough
why
to say.
I know you care way too much about your family to say
I do,
something
but
like that.
I also know how... Like, I have a small portion of it. I loved high school football. Now, what if I also lived through college and pro? You know, that his whole, he had such a great run of 20 plus years. I just,
yeah,
I think it's a tough,
it is. To say that, though, you have to say that it would have changed everything. And you would have had that 20-year run and not had Deidre and the kids. Because I just know you. You care too much about that stuff.
No, but I just, and it's not an app, it's not a, well, if I don't play NFL, then my life's going to suck. Because you could have a life where you were just X, Y,
like,
and Z,
like,
and we're happy, and yeah. So I just think it's an interesting question that is probably going to come up more moving forward as a greater realization comes of what the downside of playing football, long-term football, and all that can be.
All right, we got the phone stacked up today. Bert's in L.A. John, old friend, is in L.A., and the most interesting Pats fan is on the phone. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get to them right after this.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide C-pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
What would make your business better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a business checking account, better banking is a package of business solutions with preferred rates and better resources, along with customizable options designed to fit your business perfectly. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. Let us show you how dedicated we can be to your business. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long. I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Like what you've heard so far? You'll love it even more when you read it in Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or log on to pfwonline.com.
All right, back here at PFW in Progress. It's kind of a mishmash of subjects today. A lot of things to talk about. But right now, let's get to the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Bert's in L.A. He's been holding on. Hey, Bert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I won't keep you guys too long. I just had a quick question for you. You know, just Ochoa at the draft, it was great watching him. I just had an idea. I wanted to see what you guys thought about it. If you guys were doing the draft, and you guys had two guys on the board you can pick, it was Wes Welker or Troy Brown, who would you guys pick and why?
And we know what they're going to be at the time. Okay, that's a good
question. We know what they're going
to be. Yeah. That's a good question because Brown did more things, you know, eventually. Yeah. But I think I'd take Welker. I think I would take Welker.
I'd probably go with Troy Brown.
You'd go with Brown.
Yeah. When am I getting him?
No, so in other words, you're getting them at the peak of their career, you know, the beginning of their career, and you can have their careers.
But am I getting them at the beginning of their career with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady?
Yeah, you're getting those. Yeah, exactly. That's
Troy Brown.
Okay,
that's a great.
I think Troy would have been far better had he played all along with Belichick, Brady. You know,
oh yeah,
that's a great question.
I love those five years early.
You know, that's a good.
So I would take Troy.
I think I'll take Troy too, but I love that question. That's a great. What if?
Because, you know, like, Troy didn't catch his first touchdown to what, 97? He was drafted in 93 or something like that, you know? And then he became what he became by this, you know, hard work and didn't...
Parcells cut him and then brought him back.
Parcells cut him, yeah. Yeah, brought him back, yeah. And then what did Wes do when he wasn't with Brady?
I mean, you could see signs. Obviously, nothing even close to what he's done as a Patriot.
Yeah, he caught 60-some-odd balls in Miami the last year.
I just said, no, I'm not saying he didn't do anything. I was just asking.
Yeah, there was a reason why the Patriots went hard after him and why Nick Saban really recommended him.
But both guys would have been, given the chance, the opportunity, and they both kind of got that, they were both going to be impressive
And you
stories.
Make a good point. What would have Troy Brown been if he had had his whole career?
But I could
Brady.
Ask the same question with Wes Welker. You know, take him 4 years earlier.
Yeah.
What would he be? I just think, overall, I think Troy did more, was a better all-around athlete. You know, the punt returns, the kick returns, the heady play. I'm a big Troy guy. That's part of it's just personal.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Bert. That's a good one. We like good questions like that, that foster debate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to John in L.A. Hey, John, we haven't spoken with you in a while.
I know. I had a crazy early part of the year with In Plain Sight, which I'm happy to say is now done.
Happy to say? What do you mean? Whoa.
Tomorrow night is the series finale.
Oh.
No, but why are you happy?
It's the second episode this year that features the return of Perillo.
Okay. So
and
we
tomorrow
have to...
night people have to watch because there's a reference to PFW hold near and dear to their heart.
Oh, cool. Okay. Wow.
Oh, that's cool. So
very nice.
We will definitely be watching that.
But wait, you still haven't answered the question why you're glad to say that it's done.
It's just a relief. It was a lot.
Creative types have other projects they're looking for.
I hope you have a job. You're not going back to waiting tables, are you?
I don't have a job lined up right now.
So you're going to be bussing tables again and you're happy to see the series end?
It's like Sam Malone. I'm tired of that character. I'm going to move on.
You artists are such a quirky bunch.
I have different things that are sort of happening, and we'll see if any of them pan out.
So you have irons in the fire.
I have fingers in the pie, so to speak.
Okay.
Do you have money in the bank?
I was so crazy busy the last 2 years doing it that I had no time to spend money.
There you go. Okay. Good.
Want to buy lunch?
Good. Good.
Oh, stop.
What was that?
He wanted to know if you would buy lunch.
You got all this money in the bank.
I will buy lunch.
No, I love you, John. You're my favorite.
Well,
John,
wait till you get a job, then you can buy.
So
lunch
that's on USA. And what time does that air?
Thank you for asking, because I would have forgotten. It's tomorrow night at 10:00 on USA.
10:00 USA.
DVR, set them.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks, John. And you know, obviously keep in touch. Let us know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not just calling to do that. I wanted to call and say, you know, thank you for the great draft coverage. It was awesome.
You're welcome.
And I'm sorry about Junior Seau. That's horrible.
Yeah, that is sad. Yep.
It's brutal.
All right.
All right. Well, I want to let the other – I know you got a bunch of callers. So thanks for everything, and talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
John in
LA. Looking forward to it.
Writer for In Plain Sight. Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, final episode. And they mentioned Paul and PFW.
I hope they kill Paul off.
We're going to have to.
Just like they did with Chris. Ferreira, he's off the bridge or whatever.
We'll have to tune in for that.
Took a swan dive off the Tobin.
On the line now is the most interesting Patriots fan in the world, James Pettigrew. Hey, James.
Stop persuading people to buy lunch, please.
Well, I don't have to persuade you, right?
Yeah, no, but you're dissuading all the others from buying lunch. What is? We've got to shoulder the load somehow. You're talking Christine down from buying one and saying to John and L.A., don't bother.
Well, but he's going to be unemployed very soon.
Yeah, I feel bad. He's going to be waiting tables in a month.
Such is life.
Certainly not your life.
Yeah, well, you know, I struggled as well for a brief period of my life.
But, brief period. You know.
What, in your teens?
When the silver spoon fell out of my mouth for about 2 seconds. It was a tough time, but they put it straight back in there. So, what are you going to do? Anyway, so I would take the 40 years and die. I think I'd definitely be err on that side.
Me too.
I don't want to live 80 years of nothingness.
Now, it's an interesting question.
Was that the option?
What was it? No, nothing.
40
it was
years like, of stardom and 80 years of nothingness?
It was 80 years of mediocrity or 40 years of fulfilling every goal in your life and dying.
Okay. Clearly, the NFL is huge in these guys' lives. So that's like the ultimate pleasure is playing in the Super Bowl, competing for titles and all that. That gives them that high, that rush.
Yeah.
So now the one question, James, you don't have children, correct?
I don't, but what you've got to realize is that theoretically, if you had that 40 years, your children would be set up financially for life. They could all go to college, and maybe that would play into it if I did have kids, as opposed to not being able to provide them for the future. I mean, this way you look at it, your kids have a soft start, they can go to college, you can help them buy their first house, and do all of that stuff.
Right.
Now,
and you get to live
parent,
with
them. I think it's probably better for me to just give them money than be around for 40 years of their lives, because I may be more useful that way.
But you also, if you live to 43 and you have your kids relatively young,
right.
They're also, you know, right on the verge of adulthood, and it's not like you're leaving a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old necessarily in
exactly
this little
that.
Debate.
Right. Yep. Yeah. No, I mean, I get what James is saying. I just feel a little bit differently about it. I think the way you're describing it, it's more of an all-or-nothing kind of thing of what you would have if you didn't choose the stardom.
Paul looks at it in terms of how much TV would I miss out on.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
40 years of TV.
What if I didn't get to watch Revenge last
TV.
Night?
Think of what it would do to Diet Pepsi sales.
What if I didn't get to watch Revenge last night?
Plummet.
I don't even want to think of a world like that.
Well, to be honest, for those of you who believe in God, you can watch as much TV after when you get to heaven anyway, so you're not missing out on anything.
Yeah, but I bet you don't get the boobies up there.
Yeah, see,
it's heaven.
You get everything you want. You know, right. James, we talked about this a little bit off the air, you know, during our commercial break.
I'm praying for it.
that's Eric's last hope is, I'll get it in heaven.
No wonder why he's such a...
Is that gay heaven or real heaven?
Oh!
The most interesting a-hole in the world.
Wow. No wonder why he's so spiritual.
Experienced a-hole in the world.
More importantly, how's business?
Business is going along. So, yeah, it's fine. This company's being... it's getting there. I haven't quite acquired it yet. We're just going through a purchase and sale agreement, which I won't bore you with. It's very boring. So at the moment, I'm literally stuck around the office waiting for the sale to go through. I spent the entire Tuesday looking up muscle-ups on YouTube. Absolute waste of time. But, yeah, thanks to you, Bernard. And I think thanks for the draft shows have been excellent. I really think we're living in the dynasty of PFW. This is like the 01 to the 04 of the Patriots. We're living the dream. And the topics are brilliant, and I'm certainly getting my money's worth.
Can we get a raise
from
then?
My investment?
Well done, Jay.
All letters go to Robert Kraft, One Patriot Place.
The dynasty of
PFW. How about instead of lunch? How about like an endowment?
I've actually thought about that, whether it might be cheaper. At this point, I don't know when I'm going to cancel, and seeing as I may live for the next 40 years, I'm sort of actually doing it. I might actually buy an annuity as the way to go. I've been looking into it. An annuity in the name of PFW for lunch.
Why did you just put us on salary, hired us, and we just sat in front of you all day and drank the show?
We could do the show, and then you could look up the things that we talk about.
Your own Brandy found my out.
You may have to sort of every 3 months go to Iraq for a short tour and things like that. Just okay. Make things
I love traveling. I volunteer.
To Iraq. I'd just be happy if you bought a couple alpacas so I could send my wife over there.
Oh, but it's not. Trust me, Fred, it's the run-on costs. You need to talk about those. It's not just the upfront investment. They're a drain on your resources.
As I found out.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, James.
See you, James.
Always
thanks.
A pleasure.
Okay.
Thanks,
James. He is the most interesting Patriots fan in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
And you can almost say anything with that voice, and it would be funny.
Yep.
Did I tell you guys I saw the house?
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, his house?
His house. Yeah, and his donkeys and this, that, and the other thing.
How long were you there before the police showed up?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you creeping around?
No, he invited us all over that.
I didn't get the invite.
I told Andy on the way into the show, and he just laughed at me.
I didn't get an invite.
I did.
Wow.
I did too, actually.
It was like a Thursday night.
I didn't, Fred. So
I was actually hoping that the Bruins would advance in the playoffs so that we might have a chance to actually take James up on his generous offer.
Yeah.
Fred, don't feel bad.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Webradio at Patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket hotline.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about, honest to God. Bruins.
We'll talk
house.
About it later.
No, take him up on his own. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jonathan writes in, he says, after listening to the last podcast with Trevor Scott, I looked up on YouTube to see what a muscle up is. Watching a video of it, I realized as a former gymnast that this is a pretty normal move on the high bar. Unless you have that body type, I would highly recommend not trying it. Andy, this includes you. My question to you is, I've read the Patriots could be interested in O.C. Umanura. Have you heard anything about that? In my opinion, this makes no sense. He's looking to get paid, and the Patriots aren't the type of team to do something like that. Other than Mankins, I believe we're healthy. Let's start the season now. Love the show. Keep up the great work. I have not heard that the Patriots are interested in O.C. Umanura.
I've heard speculation, but sure. I've never heard any actual legitimate reports or knowledge or chatter or anything.
Right.
I would take him, though, for a year.
Well, he's not going to want
him
for a year.
Oh, I'd take him, but I don't think that they think that he is, available.
What does he have left on his contract?
Oh, I have no idea.
He's got one year left, right?
He's in
and. I don't think he's going to play it out in New York. It seems like it's pretty definitive that he's not going to be a Giant.
Wow.
What would you take him for?
I'd give him $6 million for a year.
He's already under contract. Yeah. He's under contract.
Let's get real.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I can't have him.
I don't know. If Brady goes down, I would take Peyton Manning for $4 million, too. It's the same thing.
You have to trade for him, so you're giving up
a third round pick. Yeah,
and probably. I would say you'd have to give him 3 years at $25 to $30 million on top of whatever he's getting this year. I would think.
What do you think?
If that's what it would take, or I think that
I would take him. I would definitely look into doing something like that. I think they've made a lot of bold moves, and I think this would be another one. And I think that they are getting to the point where they have some depth.
Would certainly help in the transition if you get Carter back at some point this year, and you're transitioning to Jones in a year or two, because he's probably not, 100% game NFL-ready three-down end. It would certainly help if you had a guy for 2 or 3 years and kind of bridge that gap and And he's a good player. He's a proven, productive player.
Yeah.
So.
Another player transaction rumor reported by the always unreliable rap sheet. The Patriots have released Tyquan Underwood.
Oh.
Amidst all of this wide receiver signing.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
Underwood cut, according to Jeff Howe.
Didn't I just? Okay.
I don't think he can hear.
Jeevan is checking in from Vancouver. Another wide receiver. Now I really don't see Ocho making the team. Yesterday, me and my friends had our annual rookie fantasy draft, and to show how much everyone doesn't believe in Tannehill, he was taken in the last round after players like Givens and Hillman, and being a dynasty league, young QBs are valuable. I have to say, the Vilma suspension was way too much. The Saints are a mess right now. I really don't see them making the playoffs. On the draft, I believe that the Bills had the best draft in our division with us in second. Who do you think had the worst draft, Jets after taking two busts in the first two rounds, or Dolphins also taking a bust in Tannehill? Nice to see in the last show Andy coming to my side and my argument that the NFL should stop acting like a gossip website and rating players' wives. And it was sad to hear about Junior. I find it extremely odd at how eight players from the 94 Chargers Super Bowl team are dead before the age of 45.
It is eerie, odd,
yep,
strange.
Do you agree with his order of the Bills having the best draft, followed by the Patriots, I guess Miami, and then the Jets?
Who'd the Bills draft? Gilmore, and then who?
I forgot.
A couple offensive linemen.
Which ones? Not Jonathan Martin, I hope.
Cordy Glenn and
Cordy Glenn was a good one.
Jabri Sanders.
Cordy Glenn's good. Yeah. That's a solid draft. Yeah. I would put that up there with the Patriots. I don't like the Dolphins draft because I don't like Tannehill. So that when you take a guy at eight that I don't like, that ruins their draft. That makes them last.
I agree with Andy. Miami, you know, I just don't. I'm not sold on Tannehill being a franchise quarterback. Forget about now or eighth pick or whatever. I don't think he's going to be a franchise quarterback. I think he has some athleticism. I think he's an intriguing guy. I would have liked to have seen him have another. No, I would like to have seen him have another whole year at A&M to maybe give us some more information. But based on what I know about him, what I've seen, I don't think he's a franchise guy. Now, obviously, that changes if he is.
I'm intrigued by Patriots Dolphins this year because I continue to hear Todd McShay say that they want to run 90 plays a game and bring an Oregon tempo to offense. Yeah, that's fine
if you get first.
But when you go three and out, the Patriots might hang 100 on you.
Right.
If your time of possession is like 4 minutes because you go three and out every time, you could set records for the bad.
That's the danger of that.
You could do that, but even if you are able to move the ball a little bit, you got to score.
Right. Oh yeah.
Because if you don't score when you do that hurry up stuff, the same thing can happen.
But I just think they're going to go. I think they stink. I think they're going to go three and out because they don't have a quarterback, and then you're in trouble. They may have to do the opposite, where they're going to be having to be run the ball in the fourth quarter to just not get embarrassed, to hold on to the football with Reggie Bush.
Well, last year, they didn't run the hurry up and do that kind of stuff, but they didn't go three and out. I mean, they had an offense that moved the ball, and I would venture to guess that Tannehill's not going to start the season as their quarterback.
No.
My guess is that week six,
he'll be in there.
Yeah, it's one of those things. If they got off to a start like last year, where, you know, they were 0-8 before they won, and then they had a really good second half or something like that. That's when I think you'll see Tannehill's once they decide, well, we got to look for the future.
And that's when we hang 100.
They still have Moore, and they brought in Garrard. I think one of those two guys is going to start the season as their quarterback, not Tannehill.
I think they both suck.
I think that Garrard certainly is what he is.
One wears gloves and one wears hats. Moore, they both suck.
Moore, I don't see what a lot of other people around here evidently did see about Matt Moore last year. I didn't see it. I know they won some games with him playing quarterback. I didn't necessarily think it was because Matt Moore was playing quarterback. Let's put it that way.
Robin Marble writes in, hey, guys, in El Pampas. Junior,
talking about you.
Junior, you were beloved as both a player and a person here in New England. We will miss you. The stockpiling of players continues with Jabbar Gaffney. I'm getting more and more excited for football all the time. I think we're headed back to the days of running up the score. And that was a great interview with Trevor Scott. I like his work ethic, and hopefully he can help in more than one role. However, he has quite an accent. Next time he's on the show, can you get him to sing Blue Suede Shoes and say thank you very, very much and give me a peanut butter and banana sandwich?
He sounded like Elvis?
I didn't think
he sounded that.
No.
I don't really remember him having.
I always listen to people's accents. I kind of pick up on them. He seemed pretty level.
Where's he from?
I guess he's he's from Upper State New York, right?
Well, that's where he
went to college.
He went to college there,
but I don't know if that's where he's from.
Yeah. I guess I don't know, but I couldn't detect really something any strong either way.
Adding to the stockpiling of receivers, who's the worst non-rookie receiver on the team? Gonzalez? Stallworth?
Who's the worst non-rookie receiver?
We have first-round picks vying for number 12 spot on the roster at receiver.
The worst?
I don't know.
Right?
I mean, those are the guys.
Do you count Matthew Slater?
No.
Do you count Matthew Slater as
a receiver? You don't want my answer.
Wes Welker?
No.
The guy you wanted to hand $50 million to last fall?
No.
Wait, what's the question?
Chad Ochocinco.
Who's the worst non-rookie
right now, right? Or Slater, if you count him as a receiver.
I don't want to count him, though.
How does
not
Gonzalez
fair.
Get this pass
we get,
with everybody?
We get Britt
the
Davis.
The guy has 5 catches in the last 3 years, was a healthy scratch, and somehow he gets a pass.
He's a Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah, I think that's it, because he's a smart guy that was a first-round pick with the Colts.
All right, I would say Gonzalez, then Ocho.
Yeah,
at least,
Ocho's
at least
in the running.
At least Ocho's done something.
But he's a 1,400-yard receiver for like 5. I mean, that's my point. That's the 12th receiver on your team is like a borderline Hall of Famer.
Yeah, now,
we're
so
be
we're not
laughing all the way to New Orleans.
But we're not counting. I mean, just to clarify your question, I know you're just a silly,
oh, geez.
Silly
he always has to drag down the
but
fun.
you're not counting Slater,
right?
Edelman. Well, like
I'm counting Edelman.
Britt Davis. Well, Edelman's the worst receiver on the team. Then.
Ooh, Britt Davis. Wow. Wouldn't have picked that name up, Paul.
Britt Davis. Is on
I totally
team?
Forgot
yeah.
about that.
Oh, I don't know much about Britt Davis.
Well, that's what I'm. You know,
no, I'm counting
you
Edelman
because
I think Anthony Gonzalez sucks.
Is not as good as
done.
That.
I think Edelman
is better than Anthony
last
Gonzalez.
Year and not been inactive.
Now, well, I think that Anthony Gonzalez's problems with the Colts were a lot more than the last 5 games of last year. I mean, he was constantly hurt, and they had given up on him. And so why play him?
Because I think if he was your best option, you'd play him.
I don't think they would have. I think they had moved on.
I think that's the general consensus. Most people think Gonzalez is going to be like this eye-opening wow.
Oh,
and maybe he will be.
Andy,
I just think
Andy.
There's nothing in the last 3 years to lend you to believe that.
I don't
that.
Think at
don't
this point there's room for him.
Don't put me in that category.
Well, if he's good, there is. If there's good, there's room for anybody who's
good. I don't think he's going to make the team. I just don't think he's as good. I don't think Edelman is as good a wide receiver as Gonzalez. Edelman might be a better football player than Gonzalez. He can return punts.
Played a little defense
mm-hmm. last year. I don't think Gonzalez is going to be a candidate to any
quarterback
of that stuff.
In a pinch.
But I think if you had to have one of those guys go out there and play in the slot for you, you can only pick one of those two.
Edelman.
I would take Gonzalez.
I win because I'm lined up against Ayer because your guy won't be out there.
I mean, at least this, I think there's a talent there that allowed him to be
suddenly
taken
I have
in the
Mr.
First
Durable,
round.
Julian Edelman.
I'm taking the guy who can cover.
yeah.
Taking the guy who can cover himself. Edelman will be playing defense and offense.
Alex from
Gonzalez
Philly.
In his hyperbaric
neither one, neither one very effectively, but he'll be able to do it.
Alex from Philly, where do I begin? First, yesterday I heard about the tragic news of Junior Seau's death. Was shocked to hear it, and even more shocked at the fact that it was an apparent suicide. He will be missed. Second, what do you guys think about the bounty punishments given out by the long arm of the law, Roger Goodell? I've heard many people say this was too harsh, especially the one given to Vilma. Also, I heard this corny joke about the scandal and wanted to pass it along. The question, what brand of paper towel does Greg Williams use? Answer, bounty. Anyway.
That's an Andy joke.
Actually, he said it's a Fred joke.
Anyway, no, it actually makes sense and is funny.
Anyway, why didn't you laugh?
I did a little.
To himself.
It's not laugh out loud funny.
That's the only thing that matters to him.
Yours, I'm usually left wondering what the hell you're talking about.
Anyway,
he also didn't come up with it, so he
right.
wasn't. Yeah.
Rah, 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 rah. Anyway, third, according to Rex Ryan, Tim Tebow looks like the best quarterback in football during one of his workouts. Looks like the Rex Tebow ball washing has begun. Wonder how Mark Sanchez feels about that. And lastly, I thoroughly enjoyed the draft shows last week. The rants were great. Angry Eric was in full force in the second round and beyond. Fred's mispronunciations of names was consistent. Paul's lack of interest was spot on. And Andy was in rare form, although no F-bombs this year was a surprise.
That was a little disappointing too.
We don't force it.
But that's only one person. I've never said an F-bomb on the draft show.
Oh, you've
never
said
on the
draft of bad show. Words.
Not
you've
on the draft
it,
show.
You've said it on the show.
No, on the show.
On the draft show, it's all football.
The F-bomb draft is that's your on the draft show. Is you.
And it's usually yelling at somebody because something's not working. And you were close.
Did Rex Ryan really call Tim Tebow the best quarterback in football?
No.
Oh, so we're
he was raving about him.
Okay.
But
that was a question.
He was raving about work ethic, everything you'd want, tough. He's got a strong arm. He's this and that. I mean, that was the thing. And then he finished with and Sanchez too.
Oh, okay.
I'm
telling you, that's a ticking time.
You want a rant? Talk about ticking time bombs. I watched the Red Sox last night against the A's, and they're talking about this Cespedes guy.
Bo Jackson.
Are you freaking kidding me? Are you absolutely freaking kidding me?
I could hear Andy's head explode.
And they actually showed a video that was supposed to wow me. Nothing wowed me in the video they showed. Anybody on the leg sled who does quarter presses?
Paul.
Did you see that?
Here
anybody can
arguing.
Fill the... No, but Fred, you could do it. They fill the leg sled with all this weight and then barely move. They're not doing full presses. And it wasn't... I mean, leg sleds are easy anyway. I mean, you don't get a workout until you put like four plates on either side.
I saw Tom Casale do over 1,000 pounds on that.
Right.
Not supposed to mention him.
He was the king of it.
Right.
You're not getting it. There's no full range of motion. It's not a huge leap. And they were like, what? And comparing him to Bo, that is absolutely asinine.
You know, the part of that I liked the best was, so they were talking about it, and Orsillo says, you know, he hasn't really shown me anything. They just played a 3-game series in 30-degree temperatures in the pouring rain. Sorry, Don. He didn't impress you. I mean, I don't have any idea if the guy's going to be anything or not. But
he's not going
to
be Bo.
Kind of hard to base it off 10 at-bats in the pouring rain.
Bo
no?
is in 1/10 of 1/10 of 1/10 of 1/10 of 1/10.
All right, easy.
Athletes that's ever lived, percentage wise.
But no, Andy, I can sympathize with the whole quarter.
I know you're going to mock me in a minute.
No, yeah, because that's how I felt with you in the push-ups. You weren't going all the way. Ari Sky writes in from Herndon, Virginia. Great to see Jabbar Gaffney back in the fold. Living in the Washington area, I see every week that he still has a lot in the tank. I did notice this morning some talk about Gaffney's recent Twitter rants, how he claims his account was hacked. Do any of you have any insight as to whether this may have played into why he was cut by the Redskins? It all just seems a little weird. Now, what's this?
It is very weird.
What happened here?
He's been having, like, there was this whole tweets, and it was involving his wife, and he was soon to be divorced, and then everything was, he was ripping people and starting Twitter fights. He was specifically ripping, and I thought it might have been Dante Stallworth, but he was specifically fighting with somebody ripping him, and then, yeah, the end was his, all the tweets in the last, you know, since yesterday afternoon were not mine, I was hacked or something. But it was a very strange situation.
Did you think that had anything to do?
No.
Well, the Washington thing is they improved the talent around him. I mean, they got Garcon.
They signed a bunch
Josh
of receivers
Morgan.
This offseason.
I mean, they signed some guys.
Yeah.
I think they made him expendable, but I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that's why. Maybe they were like, I mean, I think that's the new thing now is you go on rants on Twitter and then just say my account was hacked.
I'm going to do it someday. Don't you worry.
You haven't been doing
it? You haven't been hacked?
I've never gone on a Twitter rant, ever.
I think the crap sheet would beg to differ.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I don't know if they're considered rants, but there's something. There's a pattern there.
I mean, the guy's sitting there in Dallas saying, I don't even work there anymore. Why does he keep yelling at me?
Because he deserves it.
Weren't
somebody
you part of the reason he came crying to Paul?
Yes.
I was the reason he came crying to Paul.
Right.
Can you guys not? It's not fair if people think I don't know anything about football.
Then learn something about football.
Why? It's not hurting him. He's moving up the career ladder. He's now at the NFL Network. Football is the letter in the middle there. He knows nothing about the sport, and yet he's a reporter for the network.
Arguing with nobody.
Right.
Again.
apparently, you don't need to know football to report on it. Still remember the day. Don Cricky? Never heard of it.
Eric's friend from France
moron.
Writes in.
Total moron.
What happens if the bulk of the league's evidence Who's is sworn testimony? The guy that's giving you tips.
Oh. He doesn't just give, the tips? Or
he doesn't give his name, though.
I'd
like to know your name.
Balls deep.
But what happens if the bulk of the league's evidence is sworn testimony? Under the appeals process, the defendants have the right to face their accuser. Whose rights are more important? And given that Hargrove has apparently admitted involvement in not only the bounty scandal, but also helping the Saints organization mislead the NFL during the original investigation, don't you think the NFL is within their rights to hear these appeals, fight whatever lawsuits arise, and then slap on stiffer penalties? Let's say penalize the player organization and the amount of the money that was wasted throughout the entire process. Yeah.
Sure. I mean,
doesn't that happen sometime in settlements that you have to pay the cost?
Yeah, the legal.
I think you can make them pay more, but I don't think you can increase the suspensions.
And there's no, I mean, if Jonathan Vilma appeals his 1-year suspension, he doesn't have to face the whistleblower because he's not appealing that it existed at all. He's just going to appeal his part in it. I was following rules, right? I mean, am I wrong there?
Why would he
have to face the whistleblower? No one's saying this never happened.
The argument for the players would be that. It would be a weak one, in my opinion. But just what you said. I mean, the players, listen, we did what we were coached to do.
Right.
You know,
from Little League on, you're taught to respect and do as your coach tells you.
That's the part of this that I said that I think Vilma was suspended like the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sean Payton got a year and Vilma got a year. I don't think that's right.
Well, and the commissioner said, because he believed that they basically were running it, were like assistants in the bounty program.
Right.
No, clearly that's what he thought. And like I said, I'm not up in arms about it. When you're this dirty and this despicable, You get what you deserve.
But I just, the part about I don't think he gets to face his accuser, I don't think that's relevant here. No one's disputing that this ever happened. The whistleblower blew the whistle on the actual program. Now he is just trying to defend his part in it as to whether I deserve 16, 8, 3, none, whatever. He's not. He doesn't need to sit down and face Jeremy Shockey if he's the whistleblower. And I mean, that doesn't make any sense here.
Jorgen from Denmark writes in, sorry for dragging Junior into this, but I got to get something off my chest. When was the last time Tom Brady said anything even remotely interesting via social media? Everything just seems so polished and uncontroversial. Why bother?
When was the last time he said anything interesting via?
But that's, to me, that's the whole point. Like that's what his goal is.
Right.
Polished,
right.
Non-controversial. That's what his goal is.
Yeah, he doesn't use it like
anybody's statement on a suicide is going to be polished and non-controversial.
Right.
I mean, problem.
You know, what do you expect him to say?
No problem with Tom on that. I mean, I think that he does it exactly the way you should.
Yeah, he doesn't write it, so.
Well, I don't know why you got to take it to an ugly place. Everything.
I don't think that's an ugly place. I think
everything
we're all well aware that most of these people that are huge celebrities have people that are running everything for them.
I mean, the
comparisons. And saying, is it okay if I write this on the? Yeah, that looks good.
The comparisons with he and Peyton, they're just unbelievable how similar they are in the way they go about business.
Right. The only time they flip out is on the sideline when they're throwing stuff and sulking.
Okay.
And both of them do that quite often.
Yes.
Vaughn is on the phone from Dorchester. Hey, Vaughn.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. You want to talk about the draft?
Yeah, I just had a comment. I just wanted to say you guys have a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I just had something to say as far as the draft. I think what Belichick is doing is he's kind of building this draft. I think he's building the depth now. So the guys that he's signed with the free agents, I think we're in the process of building depth now. I think everybody should say, oh, you know, we got depth. I didn't see it. But I think this year with the signings of Wilson, I think he'll replace somebody like Slater. Like Slater, you know, he's a cool dude, but he can't play him. He can't play in the backfield. So I think somebody like Wilson, who's steady, I think he'll be able to come in, play Jones, Hightower with those guys. You know, mix in some of the vets like Baby Scott. He makes the team. I think the defense going forward, you know, probably be better than he is in the past. So.
Well, that's the plan. Let's hope, you know.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to add that and just say, you know, you guys have a great show, and keep what you're doing. You know, I appreciate the love you guys show on the radio. You know, you guys show a lot of energy.
Thank you,
Vaughn. Thank you very much.
Hey, keep listening. You know, it's because of you that we.
It's
do
the best
this
way
show.
To support us. Listen and get a friend to listen.
Right.
Get our numbers up. We want to go more than a quarter million. We want half a million.
And get another friend.
Then a million. Then a million five. Wow!
Let's go to
Spicoli threw a no-hitter last
let's
night.
Let's go to Salt Lake, where Sean is calling in. Hey, Sean.
Not the city, just
hey,
the
how's
lake.
It going?
Salt Lake, what do you got?
So,
hello.
I actually have a couple things for you guys. One is I got a game that you guys should put on your website after when preseason starts.
Okay.
It's kind of like a mock roster. With us having so many people, you should do something where... You know how you guys would have it? People would pick their mock drafts?
Yep.
Well, try to figure out who the 53-man roster is going to be.
Paul would leave Logan Mankins off the drop-down menu.
Actually, you're not the first person who has asked for something like that. It's interesting. But I think you get down to it's like the last 10 guys that change on everybody's list. You know?
Right, but still.
Because I was looking at the roster, just, you know, screwing around last night, who we have, and I can't get under 60.
Well, you're going to have to.
Yeah. So I kind of have a little bit of a rant over the whole Spygate that got brought up by Harbaugh.
Right.
I mean, he's doing nothing but hating because he lost in the playoffs.
I don't know. I think he really backtracked, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think
Yeah, but his original thing was, well, it was tainted. If our Super Bowls are tainted, every time they bring Rat and Ray Lewis' name up as going to a Hall of Fame, they should say he's tainted because he should be in prison.
Well, no.
But that's totally different.
But Harbaugh, if you really listen to what he said, he didn't say that the Patriots – he didn't say that he thought – the Patriots
right.
Super Bowl.
He was talking about the perception
was,
in general.
And he was talking about the perception.
And there's no,
and he was right.
And there's no doubt, Sean, that there's a ton of people in the country, NFL fans,
a lot of
that
players.
Do think it is.
Right.
We don't because we know better. But there's a lot of people who want to believe that, and, you know, you can't argue with them if they do.
Yeah.
You know?
So, plus, he was on the Eagles staff, right, when they lost?
Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Or was he not? Yeah, I assumed
he was. I think
so
he was.
He's in the Joey Porter mold of he's got my ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Fred. I don't think he thinks they're tainted, and I don't think he said that they were tainted.
Well, he didn't offer his opinion either way. He said the fact remains there's an asterisk.
Right.
That it's a fact that people believe there is an asterisk.
Right.
He didn't offer up John Harbaugh's opinion.
And I
Jim's.
Think if
That's
he
true.
Had to do it over, he wouldn't have dredged up
he should
that
not have.
As an example.
For his buddy that he right. was watching lacrosse with 2 weeks earlier.
Right.
I think
that.
That's the only reason why he said anything after the fact.
Oh, I do too.
Is because of that relationship.
Right, he's with friends him. With him. This was a far bigger friend
yep.
issue than it was a league issue.
But
or
if I knew my, if I had a guy that I knew cheated and that's what he does, I would have a hard time being his friend.
Yeah, but he's clearly already his friend. You cut that. You don't go to lacrosse with him first before you take the shot.
No,
but
no,
if you're
no.
with
but
lacrosse,
Fred's
at him,
point is, I don't think that Harbaugh thinks that he cheated. I would. Fred's point is, I would have a hard time being a really good friend of a guy who I think cheated.
And cheated me out of a Super
cheated
Bowl.
Me out of a Super Bowl.
You know, I wouldn't be able to look at that
now,
person.
Now, I don't know. You're
unless
right.
he was doing.
You're right.
Well,
we don't know what John Harbaugh's opinion on that is.
I'm not
he didn't say.
And my last point is with our draft pick, I think we did excellent. Because everything I've been seeing. I think everybody that they brought in, well, they just seem to have a certain swagger about them.
Look, if Jones and Hightower pan out, it was a good draft.
Yes.
You know, I think that's what it comes down to. These other guys, if they make the team, that's gravy. These two guys have to pan out.
Well, theoretically, if Denard is a Hall of Fame corner, that goes a long
oh,
way to it. I mean,
absolutely.
Well, that's you can how, get late round pick
right,
like Asante Samuel.
That's how
Samuel.
You go to a great draft.
No, right. but I'm saying... If Jones fails, but you got a Hall of Fame corner, you still got a Hall of Fame corner.
But, you know, I think you're also dismissing, I mean, making the team. Tavon Wilson.
All righty. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, all right. All right.
I love it when the callers get tired.
Get tired of us. But Tavon Wilson better do more than just make the team.
That's true. That's true. But I think if those two guys become Pro Bowlers and
then forget about everything else.
Then it's a good draft.
If you
then
get
it's a
two
good
Pro
draft.
Bowlers,
good draft.
But
it's
if any
draft.
Of the two become Pro Bowlers,
but,
it's a
but,
great draft.
You know, if you throw in a guy like Denard that Andy brings up, well, that's how you cross over into
great draft.
Great. And one of those drafts that you remember when you get 3, 4,
yeah.
5,
if,
you know,
right. if
really
if
good
Hightower
starters.
And Jones and Denard and let's just throw in Beckett. For the sake of argument, all become regular contributors. A couple of them become Pro Bowlers. You're going to forget all about Tavon Wilson
sure.
if he doesn't become anything.
Yep.
But all those other guys do.
But if they're all average, then he becomes the poster child
yeah.
and you're ripping.
Well, he becomes the poster child of, you know, the out-of-the-box pick. And, you know, come
overthinking
on.
It.
Right. Steven from Travis, California, Travis Air Force Base, California.
Thank you for your service.
With the signing of Jabbar Gaffney, are we having a do-over of 2007? McDaniels is back. Gaffney and Stallworth have returned. We still have Welker and Lloyd.
You're missing one key component.
We still have Welker and Lloyd takes Moss's role.
Right.
It's like 2007 with better tight ends and possibly a better defense depending on how our draft picks do.
A better defense? Now we're going from historically bad to better than that defense, which wasn't great.
Right.
Wasn't great by any means.
That defense.
But wasn't nearly as crappy as the one that was out here last year.
It may
year.
Not have been that close, that
oh
far away.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
I think
are
the
you
offense,
serious?
Don't you think the offense covered up a lot of flaws in that team?
Yes,
and
I
you don't
did.
Think it did last year?
Of course it did.
But it couldn't cover it up. That's how bad they were.
And the difference was, what, 31 to what?
But
10?
Yeah, but that offense was historic.
There was not that much. Listen, the gap between the offenses in 07 and last year was a lot smaller than the gap between the defenses.
When did your revisionist history decide that last year's defense wasn't that bad?
It was bad.
It was horrific.
Historically
but,
bad.
But I'm not fooling
worst
myself.
Worst one Belichick's ever had.
But since 06, we've been saying the defense has been
it
worse
needs
than
to
people
get,
think.
It needs to get better since
worse
06,
than
we've said.
Think.
Worse
you need
than
to hope.
Hold, but it bottomed out
exactly.
last year.
Absolutely
that's
bottomed
what,
out.
That's what you need to hope. And I think that's realistic. They bottomed out last year.
I don't think
year.
It can get much worse than last
not really.
Year.
Not really.
Well, but I'm just talking about what they've done. You know, Finene and Gregory and Trevor Scott and now
the draft
Jones,
picks,
we've added
Hightower.
A lot of backups. We've added some guys that should be able to help.
It's called quality
Listen,
depth management.
Listen, Andy, the backups...
that is a good phrase, quality depth management.
The backups that played roles last year, we hope, will not see the field this year, right?
Oh, they'll be replaced by backups from other teams.
The Tracy Whites and the Nico Kudavides, those guys, they played, they started at times.
My only point is, James all Ahedibo. Those guys you listed are backups. Either rookies or backups. You didn't add any proven commodities.
I know, but you've added depth.
Yeah.
These other guys played roles last year, Andy. You got to think these guys that
they
grabbed in the NFL are better.
I'd like to add starters. That's my key. I think this defense needs to add starters.
Listen,
not just guys who start, by the way. Starters.
I hope. He has so many little stipulations.
Not guys who get 10 sacks. Right. 10 sack guys.
He has so many stipulations, I get confused.
You gotta have the floor. I like to tell people I'm afraid of three things, Paul.
The floor has
heights,
to,
snakes, and letting my radio brothers down.
The floor has to be high, but that ceiling has to be high too.
The ceiling has to be higher than the floor, that's
right.
For sure.
But Andy, you gotta think that Jones and Hightower are definite candidates to start.
Sure.
You know, and I don't
but
know.
I also think I Jones
if,
is a candidate.
I don't know if they're guys
play.
That just start or they're starters, but I mean, right. I think that they
you have
they
to start
help.
11 people.
But they
that
should
doesn't
help
mean you have
you.
11 starters. Do you start as
and
a
I'm
starter or do you start as a backup?
Do you think
they started 11 people every week last year? They did not have 11 starters.
Sight
every
unseen.
Do you they didn't. Stop
I
laughing.
I know what you mean.
Do you think they're better or worse on defense?
Better.
Sight unseen.
Better.
But that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I thought they were better last year. Week two in Tampa
it'd
when
be
I
difficult
had
to get
multiple
worse.
Defensive Player of the Year candidates.
Well,
and they sucked.
As usual, you were wrong.
No, wait a minute.
Tim and
wait a minute.
Wait.
Who said they were going to trade up and take Chandler Jones? Who picked the Bucks to win the 2002
PFW,
Super Bowl?
PFW, my friend.
Yeah, PFW did. That's
don't,
exactly.
Don't listen. All you people that like to say all the time, we never have any idea who they're going to pick. That's at least three times that we nailed the first round pick.
So suck it.
And Ty Warren.
You know what I mean.
Ty Warren, Brandon Merriweather, Chandler Jones. Direct hits.
And Rob Gronkowski.
Tim, you were on him.
Yeah, I know.
Tim in Fresno says, just read the Ron Borges column about Mr. Sayo online in the Herald. Just my opinion here, but Ron is a tool. Too bad about Suggsy. I predict the Pats will go at least 12-4 with a hugely improved D. So
Paul's on his third bottle.
I didn't read Borges.
Didn't either.
He said they're going to have a hugely improved defense?
No, that's what that guy
this guy is saying.
Oh,
that.
I was going to say, that's very un-Borges-like.
So he thinks they're going to be a top 10. More
sounds
likely
like
than
it.
A bottom
more likely
five.
Than a bottom five.
I think they have improved on defense, but I don't know if that's, you know, improvement to the point where that's going to happen.
Do you have McCourty at corner or safety in your improved defense?
Corner.
Well,
corner.
We were talking the other day, Andy, and do you think that this adds to the possible improvement to the defense? And you said it. McDaniels is back. Maybe Belichick feels he can spend even more time with the defense now.
I think the offense will be McDaniels and Brady. I think Bill will spend significantly more time focused on the defense.
And does that alone, you know, whatever no. percentage you want to make it, improve them a little bit?
Yeah, it makes them better. The more Bill's involved in the defense, I think he's a great coach.
You think Bill
doesn't make him great because I think talent is the end-all be-all.
And I don't know the answer to this question before you yell at me, but do you think Bill spent significant time with offense last year?
Significant? I don't know the breakdown, but more than he will this year. Whatever the percentages are, I think more
and
than
however slight you say that extra
will help.
Time will help
slightly.
Defense.
I think the biggest thing will have to be talent. These guys that are going to play have to be better than the guys that played last year.
I think they're also going to have to figure out some different ways to play.
Well, they have more versatile
and,
players.
And
that's
I think
the whole
he,
key.
I think he talked about that.
Yeah.
At the draft.
Well, he's what I wrote 3 years ago. He's finally putting into.
Oh, boy. You know, and as is always the case, if you just listen to Andy,
right,
you'll get there eventually.
One of these days.
He's
James
gonna say,
is going to buy a football team.
Shut the F
He's
up.
Going to let me run it, and I'm going to prove all you people I know what I'm doing.
Cedric in Chicago. Hey, guys, first of all,
you
I want
to. You can hire me to draft all the straight A students out of CAA schools.
You can be my Ernie. You'll just stand there. No one will have any idea what you do.
Who's the guy in the mom jeans? So that's Paul Perillo.
The mom jeans.
I didn't really know what he meant by that, but it was funny.
At least I own more than one pair.
Ooh.
And he doesn't change his oil in his before work.
That's
Is your car still leaking oil, by the way?
No.
Do you have any that don't have stains on them?
What?
Do you have any clothes that don't have stains
These
on them?
These are actually...
grass stain right there on the knee. I can see it from here.
What is that?
It's from being on your knees.
I don't know. Don't worry about me. Cedric in Chicago says, hey, guys, first of all, I want to send my sincere condolences to the Sale family. He was a great human being, a Hall of Famer, and an even greater inspiration. Second of all, who do you think will get cut from the wide receiving core? I personally think that Brandon West, Jabari are locks. But after that, who do you think will make the team?
I'm going to go with Tyquan Underwood.
Andy is the greatest in the show. Paul Thank is you. A great sidekick.
Fred, yeah, you're my sidekick.
Fred is funny, and Eric is in need
of something. Better than they usually call me. I'll take it.
It's true. Just struck me. That's going to be a very emotional Hall of Fame speech in 2015 or whatever from his wife, his mother, his daughter, you know, some combination of family members. And
is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
But for the record, was never Defensive Player of the Year, which I thought for sure he had been.
Stunning.
Fred, Hall of Very Good?
Is he? You don't think he's a Hall of Famer?
Who?
I mean, I don't want to make you say something on the day after he died, but
I think I think he's probably a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
First ballot?
No.
Oh,
I think he will be.
I do too.
I don't think so. First
12 Pro Bowls.
Apparently, Fred will be editing that.
12
page.
Yeah. 12 Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
I call him a likely first ballot Hall of Famer. 12 consecutive Pro
Bowls.
I mean,
I don't know.
That doesn't get you into the Hall.
Is football like baseball, where a lot of guys
it's not
that,
the day for this?
You know, are obvious don't get in the first ballot.
No. Well, football, because you have a bunch. And,
yeah, and you can change the number who get in every year. So.
And there's no rules. They're gonna. So emotion may play a role in this to get him in.
Is the maximum, right, in football?
Well, but I mean, like, some years they only have, like, five.
Oh, yeah,
or
but,
four,
but
they
you can't have more than seven.
No, but I mean, you can.
And
I think the average baseball is limitless. The average is like, four or five, right?
15, I believe.
2015.
He last played in 09.
In 09, so 5
10,
years.
11, 12, 13, 14. So the 15 class.
Yeah.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be either way, it'll be an emotional day with whoever introduces him and then whoever does the speech.
Are you kidding me?
There won't be a dry eye.
Well,
Paul won't be
crying. You're right. I won't be there.
You're an a-hole.
GA in South Carolina says, hey, guys, love the show. I wanted to get a PFW T-shirt, and when I went to the store on the website, it said it couldn't be found. Any reasons why?
Because they're in production.
They're not sold. We don't sell them.
Why don't we?
We don't have a license to sell those.
We can't sell our own
T-shirts?
Not if it has a Patriots logo on it.
It doesn't.
It doesn't, does it?
It says PFW in progress.
Doesn't?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, then maybe we could.
And wait a minute. We're the Patriots. Why can't we license ourselves?
No, you could. You'd have to just have the T-shirts made by a licensed manufacturer. That's all.
Okay.
So we could.
So why don't we do that? People want to buy
it. You really think people would buy PFW T-shirts?
Well, let's ask them.
Okay.
Online and out of bounds T-shirt or something else?
The new one.
What's the new one?
We're developing a new one, aren't
we? We are?
Don't pretend you're stupid.
No. I'm having a conversation here.
Oh.
I'm pretending, my friend.
What's it going to look like?
Well, we're in the mock-up process. We have our designers working on it. It's going to be a little bit more than just the radio show. It's going to encompass the paper, the TV show, the radio show, the
Sounds
blog.
Very busy.
Well, it might be. Some have said it should be a concert-type T-shirt or something of that nature, but we'll have something.
It should be clever, because that's kind of what we are, right? We like to fashion ourselves as clever.
We like to think we are clever.
It's got to be a clever T-shirt. It can't be just blah.
All right, so come up with something. You're Mr. Clever.
All right. Well, why me? I didn't even know we were having
a new T-shirt.
You're
Mr. Clever.
You're the boss, man.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware.
Oh, shut your pie hole.
Anyone
know why it's called a pie hole?
And you pie in it.
It's from the boats.
But so why isn't it a cookie
it's
hole?
A nautical term.
Why isn't it a muffin hole? Why isn't it a steak hole? Why isn't it a corn hole? You eat those.
Because it was.
I think cornhole's a different thing.
It was first
just
expressed
so you know.
In a diner where pie is, you know.
See, because I know you're
staple.
The expert because you know what over the transom means and all this. You're an etymologist. Is that what it is?
Right. Vishon from New York writing in, Vince Wilfork was ranked number 81 in the NFL top 100 players of 2012. Last year, he was ranked in the low 30s. I would have thought the NFL players would have ranked him higher because he was the anchor for that defense this season.
Historically bad team.
Yeah, what do you guys make of this? Did Wilfork's production decline from last year?
Well, that's like the anchor of a big sailboat that you see it just dragging the anchor
along.
The anchor didn't work.
Right. I think in this case, the sailboat brought down the anchor.
The sailboat was bouncing off the rocks and destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he deserved to be lower. You can't be the greatest of the great when you have a historically bad defense. You just can't do it.
Right.
But does that mean Mayo is not on the list or will be higher, you think?
Oh, he'll be higher.
Okay.
Higher than he was the previous year?
He missed significant time last year.
Sorry. He doesn't make plays.
People recognize his talents.
Other than the Patriots and their $50 million pocketbook.
The other players.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It's like what? Anything but
Kraft and Mayo go together.
You think other players will recognize him more than Wilfork?
I think they respect Jerod Mayo because they understand.
So they don't respect Wilfork?
I think that the, you know.
Who plays just as much and plays multiple positions and all that.
Yeah, I think Mayo. People like Mayo.
I think there's a chance he's not on the top 100.
I think that defense, despite your claims, was really bad, and that's the way people perceived it.
As they should. Just like Matt Light and Dan Copen made the Pro Bowl on a historically great offense when they probably wouldn't have in another year.
Liam writes in, I was saddened to hear the death of Junior Seau. It reminded me of the popular Welsh footballer Gary Speed, who tragically took his own life last November, an excellent midfielder who starred for Leeds United and Newcastle United, and after retiring did an excellent job as manager of Wales. Like Junior, Speed was noted as being a fantastic teammate and a genuinely nice guy. To this day, fans are still left perplexed in the reason why he took his own life. On a lighter note, I thoroughly enjoyed your draft coverage. I can't wait for the season to start, though. I was a wee bit disappointed that Bill and company didn't pick up a running back to strengthen our offense. Yeah. Do you guys think there will be any moves in free agency to pick up a veteran? Yes.
Yes.
Anywho, I was wondering if you guys would
like
advise...
when he knows the answer.
I was wondering if you guys could advise me on the cheapest form of transportation from Rhode Island to Foxborough. I'm a student,
Eric,
which means...
Walk.
Eric's car.
In this part of the world, I'm a tax dodger. I'm giving a paper at a history conference in Brown University next month, and while I'm here, I want to take the opportunity to visit Gillette Stadium. Any advice would be welcome.
Call Eric. He'll give you a ride, and it'll be free.
Providence to Boston.
To Foxborough?
It really is.
Well,
cheapest?
Because the commuter train doesn't operate on non-game days, right?
Right.
Well,
at this point?
It's next month. He could go from Providence to like Walpole,
right,
and take a taxi from Walpole to here, which would be like a $10 cab ride.
That would work.
Yeah, so but I'm wondering whether the cab ride and the train are as much as just taking a cab.
Ooh,
yeah, cabs, they rape you.
That would
they
be
might.
That would be like $100.
They
bucks,
might.
I think.
Yeah, I would go.
Yeah,
cause cheapest
because on
think,
game days,
train to cab.
On game days, there's a train that comes right to the stadium.
But he's coming next
but
month.
That's too bad.
You really wouldn't give him a ride?
Yeah, why
I might give him a ride.
Yeah,
I might give him a ride.
Be at Brown.
Just yeah.
He's going
which
to
means
Brown,
he's
right?
Yeah.
And you'd be able to go to Brown. And you'd be able to go to Brown.
First time ever they let you on the campus.
Shut your what? Pie hole.
So why don't you send us your itinerary and we'll arrange for Eric to pick you up.
Is this a guy or a woman?
It's a fella.
Ah, too bad. I thought maybe this was like the start of something.
That's all right.
And you could that would work.
Got enough going on right now.
A little road, Danny Wood.
John in South Carolina writes in, hey guys in the Gym Geek. So someone is out of shape and starts working out, and all you can say is, unless you work out like me, you're a lazy American.
He's not working out.
Wow.
He's done this 1,000 times.
The biggest reason not to go to Gold's Gym is people would have to work out with gym douches like you.
I'm not a gym douche.
Very much you are.
Yeah, you can drop the gym.
I have a lot of respect.
You are very much a gym
douche. I have a
douche.
Lot of respect for people
you
that
know
work out.
You know how you hate the people you look at that gym. You judge
no,
every one of those people.
Actually,
oh, he's not doing
he
that.
He comes
right.
back every day with like three stories.
Right.
I couldn't have
this
more
guy
respect.
Didn't do that. This guy didn't do that.
It's a story an hour, Paul. I mean, that's
right.
about average.
That's right.
There are plenty of people that are getting in shape there that I couldn't have more respect for.
You're judging
he talks
everybody.
About the late breakfast
whether or not
crowd,
you have respect for
the lunch crowd and the early dinner crowd.
You're judging everybody.
Well, that's what we do as we walk through life.
That's what gym douches do as you work out.
I'm not talking about gym
as they walk through the gym.
Right.
You walk through the mall thinking, would I or wouldn't
in.
I? And you're
there's
assessing,
other,
would you do it?
People working out. I just do my business. I get the hell out
there's
of there.
There's no one else working
he's
out.
There,
it's you and the computer.
He gets in there judging
hello,
everybody.
Mr. Kirsch. You're looking stronger. Your boobs are smaller this week.
We can't
right.
deal with it.
He knows
yeah.
I'm right.
I know,
he sits in there
I know
judging
you're right, Freddy.
Everything yep. everybody else does.
I sure.
And
myself.
By the way, they're doing it to him, too, because that's what they do in the
yeah,
place.
But Andy does everything right, so they don't have anything to criticize.
No, I don't.
He thinks they're looking at me, and I got
to
do this.
I subscribe a little bit to the Joe Weider cheat principle.
The what?
Oh, it's a deep burn.
Joe Weider cheat
so
principle.
So deep.
Yeah.
Can I hear this?
Put them down.
You cheat on your form a little bit sometimes to move a little more weight to increase your gains. But it's not cheating because something is moving the weight. It may not be your bicep, but something is working. Sort of the Joe Weider cheat principle to get through walls, plateaus. You know how Bill's plateaus career-wise?
Plateaus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait, does
I don't even know what he's talking
Mr. Kirsch, this machine does not equate to cheat principle.
Anyway, John says, I go to the gym.
It's all you, Freddie. It's all you.
I go.
Come on, it's you. I'm not even doing it. I just spotted. I'm just spotting you. It's all you, Freddie.
Do you work out with a girl computer or a boy computer?
It doesn't talk.
A girl computer.
It doesn't talk. But you know, Andy, you have to get the protein shake on.
No, you should have Siri work
out.
Okay,
you want to have a serious discussion? When was the last time you had a shake, fat boy?
Well,
you know, so
yeah,
it's,
right.
It's, like,
it's always going to be.
Right.
I've seen you eat
personal.
A brownie and wash it down with a
right.
protein shake
keep
many
going.
Times.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
I haven't had a protein shake in years.
I know we don't all have the willpower you do, Andy.
I don't have great willpower.
You are the
god of
the gym.
No, I have said many times I work out so that I can overeat.
None of us can live up to your standards.
I have no willpower.
It's
I work out to overeat.
And I'm just the opposite. I eat too much, so I can't work out.
John says, I go to the gym with the least amount of grunting workout douchebags. I
no
can
one
see
grunts
you
in my
staring
well,
in the mirror,
me.
Flexing, saying,
nope.
Dude, guy, check me out. If
nope.
a chick don't dig me,
do you need a dime?
A lezzy.
A
lezzy.
I will buy one of the lunches for Christian. I assume Andy will be having a protein shake.
No, that's Fred who drinks protein shakes.
I don't bring
that. He buys at GNC because he likes to pay top dollar.
It's really gotten under his skin.
Touched a nerve.
Not really.
Touched
a nerve. This stuff doesn't bother me because I'm the exact opposite at the gym.
We can tell it doesn't bother
yeah.
you.
I'm going to get even. I'm not mad, but
I'm not mad, but I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. Speaking of going to the gym, it's nice that Mike Mayock went to the gym for his appearance today on the Rich Eisen show.
The T-shirt.
He's got like a Villanova T-shirt on.
Nobody told him
he
was going to be on. was going to be on television.
Thought this was a podcast.
There he is.
Sean writes in. He wants to know if we've heard on anything on the status of Brian Waters.
Greg Bedard has reported that he is coming back. That it is a fact. He'll be back.
Okay.
Now, I wouldn't necessarily believe it until I see it, because even if he told somebody that, I think those guys that are on the fence, and we've seen a number of offensive line retirements here over the years,
and
they're always on the fence.
Yeah, and don't be surprised if he doesn't come back until the last week of August.
Like he did last year.
Yeah.
Well, but I also think...
Catch you in September, bro.
There's also a chance with those guys, even if we find out that he's on the record saying, I'm coming back, those guys, Andy's right, especially at that position... Wait till you get to camp before you sort of breathe a sigh of relief that he's back, because you never know with those guys. A lot of offensive linemen get to camp, and they're just like, you know what? I can't do this.
Right.
Because it takes more for them.
Yes.
They're bigger, fatter, heavier to keep it. And, you know, it's 100 degree, and it's just like, this ain't worth it.
And we had a run on it for a while, right?
Yeah. Now, they
Joe
weren't
Panos,
Brian
Rich
Waters
Tilsky.
Types. They weren't. They hadn't played here.
No, but
and they weren't coming off a Pro Bowl
There was
season.
A stretch there where it seemed like every year we had an offensive
year.
Lineman retire.
It was every year.
Parcells used to call them the crickets, because at night, you know, at the training camp that you all lived together, you'd hear the click of their suitcase as they closed it up and left in the darkness of the night.
I miss that.
I
remember, what was the one that Belichick was like crying with the guy in the morning, trying to talk him out of it, and it was...
You can't talk somebody out of it.
Do you remember that?
No.
He was crying?
Yeah. Player was crying.
Bill doesn't cry.
I was that's why I was shocked. I thought that's what he said.
Bill said it was very emotional. I forget the specific guy, but it was in that area where, you know, the Rich Tilskys of the
very
world.
Very emotional.
Vanessa is in Honolulu.
Oh, hey,
and
Vanessa.
She says, just wanted to thank you keeping the
hey,
offseason as entertaining as ever and let you know I've received
coconut
a subscription to PFW for my birthday.
I'd like to see the milk in those coconuts.
Okay, we're just going to talk over.
Fred,
this is what he does at the
all
gym.
All he knows, she's
right.
12.
Do you realize what started this?
Eric said she had coconuts.
What?
Do you realize what started this?
What?
Vanessa is next. And
right.
That was all.
Oh, I know.
No, she's in Hawaii.
No, actually, if it was Bill in Hawaii, it would always be on his mind.
And that's she's true. In Hawaii, so I assume she's in a bikini.
Right.
Aloha.
He's doing it, too. How come you don't yell at him?
Dwight in Alabama.
Because he's really gay.
Yes, because he needs some. I can understand it from him.
Dwight in Alabama wants to know if it's true that Taquan Underwood got released. It is.
Well, it's reported.
Yeah.
Do we need confirmation?
It's reported.
Like,
really?
I guess we do, right?
No, I'm saying... No, never mind.
Like, you care.
Craig from Ottawa...
There's got to be a fade headline.
Craig from Ottawa says he'd definitely buy a T-shirt. Tyler Edwards receiver. Says he'll buy one in Stop honor talking. Of Andy. I'll order it four sizes too small. Ed says
it'll fit your mother.
Ed says he's been anticipating the introduction of a PFW T-shirt. I hope you have them available for the season opener.
We will,
so I can wear it during the pregame social kickoff.
Nice.
What better way to express my loyalty to the Patriots and PFW?
We're gonna put the PPGS on there. Do we have a sponsor yet for this year?
I don't know.
Could change, though, so just keep it PPG.
Let's go to the phones. Melvin's
in Tennessee.
How about we
just call it the Andy
Melvin.
Show with Paul?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, we're doing all right. How you doing?
I'm fine. I just had to ask you all about the, I'll check on the status of Andre Carter. And with all the additions with wide receiver, with all the wide receivers we got now, how many of them do you think Wax would make the roster?
Six is probably the limit.
Yeah, they'll carry six, and thanks for the call.
But I think it's going to be six in addition to Slater.
Oh, yeah. I don't count Slater.
No,
yeah.
I don't either.
I count him
as
Larry Izzo, Gerard Cherry. I never counted those guys as safeties or linebackers.
Right. I agree with you.
Right. What about Andre Carter?
He'll be back sometime.
Yeah, at some point. Probably a PUP.
I think at some point they're gonna need him, and I think if he's healthy, he comes back.
I hope he does.
What if it's not PUP? Maybe he just signs when he's healthy.
It'd be the same. That's essentially the same thing.
Not for him, though.
No, not for him.
No.
But
if I were him, I'd be on PUP so I can collect checks.
Yeah,
brah. Although, if you don't really want to be here, if you're on PUP, you have to be here. If you're not on the team, you don't have to be here.
Let's go to Angry Anthony in Naples. He wants to defend Andy.
Yeah!
Yeah, Andy, I actually have to defend you on this one. I understand your pain sometimes. You go to the gym, you work hard, and then you just see some douches just sitting around and not even doing it properly.
But that's Andy.
Like, what does he care? What? It doesn't,
why would you care?
It doesn't affect him.
Listen, calm down, Fred. Don't have a heart attack. It's just... Like, it's one of those things where it's like, are you really accomplishing anything by going here to the gym and talking on the phone while you're on the treadmill?
I know,
you're
but he's not their mother.
No, but it's disappointing. It's just like, why bother?
Anthony has a bad habit of getting way too invested in other people's lives. angry about it.
Much like Andy.
No, I point it out. I'm not bothered, like angry all day about it and just... I can't believe that douche at the gym and, like, go to sleep angry over it. I could care less. Like, same thing with you, Eric. I could care less if you get your penis wet. It just irritates me because I've been hearing it for, like, 6 years. that's what it is.
Eight, actually.
Like,
excellent.
For the 2 hours that I listen to the show, I'm just reminded, oh, yeah, Eric's a virgin. Like, you know, that's what it is.
It's not what your girlfriend said last night.
Oh,
bitch.
Spider.
Oh,
Spider.
You have no idea.
Whoa!
But,
Napoleon
anyway,
complex
actually,
down there.
On a serious note,
oh, that wasn't serious.
Fred, yeah, on a serious note, I'm not even trying to be funny, Fred. That excuse that you use for 50 years old is no excuse. You can still be in shape. We're not talking about you have to bench 300 pounds.
Look, I know, and I'm doing the best I can right now, okay? So give me a break. At least I'm trying.
But I know Anthony's not trying to do it.
Computer?
What?
Are you really using a computer?
No, it's real weights, but the pacing and the routine is done by it's an algorithm. So like one day it's always 30 minutes. Well, you try to do it within 30 minutes and you go from, you know, different body, you know, muscle groups, but you have to do it within a certain pace. They up the pace and they up the weight on a regular basis, depending on how you did the last time, you know, so it's a real workout. It's a real workout. Is it as good?
I was under the impression you were using some sort of computer program. You're plugging yourself in and just
No. It's not as good as free weights. I'll give you that. I've done free weights in the past, so I know, but it's good. It's a good, and then you do cardio afterwards.
Yes, Fred, can I tell you something? I actually applaud you. If you're doing something, it's good.
Right.
I'm serious. You're like, it's good that you're doing something. You can't, you just can't neglect your body. You know, it's, unfortunately, hey, I'm sorry, but you carry the worst type of weight around your belly.
Absolutely.
You know, that is the worst.
It is.
I'm glad you're actually doing something.
I'm working on it!
Andy was misleading. You have to stick with it, though, and I actually watch your eating. It's all about your intake as well, your calories.
You're right. Look, there's no denying it.
Listen, are you buying lunch or not?
Well, when is it going to be free again? Doesn't Christian have to buy? Like, when's that going to end?
We are pretty locked up for about a month and a half.
Yeah,
are we?
We're doing well now.
I'll get you later on in a month and a half.
All right.
One thing, Patriots wise. Guys, I have a strong feeling West is not going to be on the team this year.
No.
Well,
I'm telling you.
You're negative. You're a pessimist. He'll be on the team.
I mean, if you were looking for signs that he wasn't, they're building. There's more now than there was two months ago.
But are they just better prepared now?
Right.
Or are they legitimately preparing for?
Sure. You don't know that's the question.
I think it's the latter.
Right, yeah.
You think they legitimately think there won't be a Wes Welker?
This year? No. But I think they're preparing for the
inevitability. I'm just talking about this year.
I don't know if any of these Jags will be here in a year. I'll tell you one thing. I feel a lot different about that offense if he's not part of it this year.
Yeah, you should.
I'll be fine with it. I actually would be fine with it. I think there's a bunch of other pieces that can take some of his production, and I think it's going to be one of those things where if they can find a trade partner that'll give him a second-round pick, and hopefully it'll be a top-end second-round pick, I think they'll do it to save the money. I honestly do.
Okay.
I think they have other means right now.
That'd be unfortunate. When do you think this could play out, if you're predicting it? Do you think it goes into the season and they realize he didn't show up, or how do you think this plays out?
I think it's just before the season, somewhere around even before preseason. I just have a feeling where they're like, okay, we have all these pieces in place. We know we can use the production with somebody else, and I think they'll just, like, do that courtesy to the other team so they're able to bring him in and implement him into the other team.
I think that's where it's not impossible, Anthony.
With all these signings, and I just think the production that Hernandez can produce, can take his spot. He just can't. You know?
Yep.
I hope not, but we'll see.
See you later.
All right. Thanks for the call, Anthony.
One of the rare times where there was an amazing
soccer
goal.
Just had my jaw drop. Absolutely.
Did you see that, Fred?
Yeah, that banana from way outside.
But from, like, the opposite way. Usually you see it hooked the other way.
Yeah, that was impressive.
All right, well, that's going
to
do it for this edition.
No, I had something I wanted to say.
Sorry, it's past 2 o'clock. I got things I got to do.
Another hour.
Thanks, everybody, for listening this week. And
we
over last weekend,
and just
over
start
the
doing
draft, it's been a big week for us. A lot of big things happened. And, of course, again, our condolences to the Seau family. That was just tragic news. We will see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.